Yesu yebazibwa abooluganda.
Praise Jesus, brothers.
Yesu.
And how have you been in the name of our Master Jesus? And how is your lives? Life is good all the time. For he is our Master Jesus. He has never had any problem.
Bible
speaks in John 1 verse 45 that life was in him and life became our light. That Jesus is the portion of life you have that you can see outside. That is the light you used to see. Praise Jesus. But perhaps you are there. The clothing he gave you, perhaps it has a problem. I speak of that body. Its needs, the things like that. But I pray the Holy Spirit meets you together with the armies of angels that they treat you and you give joy which Jesus gives more than
all.
He gives you peace in the full and he restores the joy of salvation as he strengthens you with the spirit of liberty. God bless you all. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa. We love you so much in the name of our Master Jesus.
And
even Jerusalem of heaven always welcomes you. Waits upon you that you appear in the door of heaven, that they may be welcomed home. For our home is in heaven. Every moment you'll be welcomed in Jerusalem of heaven. And they are eagerly waiting for you. It is hard to spend a month. And they have not told me of how they are waiting for us. Praise Jesus. And even the welcoming happened this week. And they are waiting for you. That they may welcome you on the door of heaven. Work so much that you may reach there. And may God give you his spirit and his angels that they may provide you in this life. And they may provide that you may reach in heaven. That nothing may hinder you. And it seems as if it's a need of the body. All those I pray God fulfills them. All your need fulfills it. That nothing hinders you. Praise Jesus. Now the responsibility will be start with remaining on you. That you may not make your spirit get lost. But I pray, what would have made you get lost?
Sente.
Money. Houses. Is it cars? All those are prayed God gives them to you. Now the rest remaining. That you may keep your spirit to reach it in Jerusalem of heaven. Praise Jesus. That you may not claim that you get lost because of needs. That's what I pray to God today. As we wind up the service. And he has worked in you a good work. For we are workers together with him. I'm going to be preaching the word. And he's treating. And he's providing jobs. Who need school fees provided. Everything you are in need of, I'm going to be doing the part of preaching and he's passing through to do the other part. Praise Jesus. The Holy Spirit is going to be leading me and is leading the angels to path at your job, in your life, in every need. I pray that he remains moving.
The
Bible says, and the apostles preached the word, and people were always healed in the midst of preaching. Praise Jesus. And they have not touched and laid hands on people. Others passed through their ship and they got healed. That is to work with the Holy Spirit. As you speak here,
and
he's touching other works in the people. He doesn't wait till that you go touch all people. We are preaching as he's touching the people.
And
each one sees their issue. Praise Jesus. And by name and voice again, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa. Praise Jesus. But we're going to hear. Came from the journey which will move through the Bible. The journey of heaven for 7 years. Right from 2005 to 2011. in the different visions and the dreams and the trance and the Urim. And perhaps you've not heard of those spiritual transports, but we've been studying them. The ministry is called the New Generation, with the full knowledge of God. And it's international. Every message we release, it's international, to reach up to heaven. Praise Jesus. We preach it and it's national, and it doesn't just end in this world, but it reaches even the angels. For they gather in Jerusalem and they hear what we are preaching down here, and they come to minister together with us. You do it always like that when God gives you an opportunity to minister. The message preached is international, as I've told you. And we try to give people eternal life through the knowledge. For God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But when we bring knowledge, we draw people to get this life. Praise Jesus. We began on a Sunday to see the journey of heaven and the call of the country. But this day, there is something in the hearts of people, and there is something in the minds of people which we need to align. That is this day, which we call Easter. Praise Jesus. We need to be looking at it with much wisdom and carefulness, that you may benefit out of it, the importance of it. The truth is this: you expect that day is existing or is not existing. Praise Jesus. Where did it come from? If it was there, what is required to be done on this day? Praise Jesus. Some of them coming from the Gen of Heaven is to condemn all nations, all religions, and all beliefs for not holding proper this day. Through it to think that we are eating through it and drinking and to do a lot of corrupt evil things and a lot of evil things. And they never did what is required to be done on this day. Praise Jesus. And we're going to be hearing much condemnation together with aligning things. What is to be done on this day? It's true, right, to put this day there. Even though all days are great. Let's begin like this. We began with Romans. We want to speak of this day. Praise Jesus. The day of Easter. We know very well. They said that Jesus right now he died and he rose again. Praise Jesus. What is supposed to be on this day? Is it to bury him and then we bring him up? Or to make people know what happened? Praise Jesus. This day, it's not of burying him. And it's not the day that he's raised again. But it's the day of remembrance. What happened on that time. And what importance which is behind this day. I want you to get it properly, that you may benefit out of it. Right from now, and all the rest of your days, they will be of joy. They will be of being blessed. And they will be involved in being renewed. Let's begin with Romans. Romans 14.
Yes, you.
Praise Jesus. Let's begin with Romans 14 from verse 5.
Abalumi esula eyekumenenya n'olunyiriri olwokutaano. Omuntu omulala alowooza olunaku olumu okusinga olulala. Omulala alowooza ennaku zonna okwenkanankana. Buli muntu ategeererenga ddala mu magezi ge yekka.
Praise Jesus.
Nti olunaku olumu osobola okulukuza.
That you can celebrate one day.
Omulala nakuza zonna.
And another celebrates all days.
Naye buli muntu.
But each person.
Ategeererenga ddala.
Let them get to be convinced totally.
Kiki kyakuzizza olunaku.
What are they celebrating on that day?
Kiki ekiri ku lunaku olwo.
What is upon that day?
Makulu ki agaliyo?
What importance is in it?
Bwe nkuza zonna.
When I celebrate all.
Nzikuza nga ntegeke ddala lwaki nzikuza.
I celebrate when I've known why I'm celebrating.
Era bwe nkuza olunaku olumu.
And when I celebrate one. Njagala
otegeerera
ddala. I want to be convinced totally.
Kiki nkola ku lunaku olwo.
What am I doing on that day?
Kulya na kunywa.
Is it eating and drinking?
Kugula nkoko.
Buying chicken.
Kugula nyama.
Buying meat.
bubatojiride noga mukama toliyo.
If you've not eaten, you claim God, you're not there.
Kiche chiriwo.
What is happening?
Akugami wadogenda kuzo lunako.
Surely, even though you celebrate
that day, nesofa utegereringa
dara. But be first fully convinced in your mind what you're doing.
Chitegeza.
What is it meaning?
Kutegereza kulya.
It means eating.
Kujukira mu Yesu yazuki.
Remembering that Jesus rose again.
Baba yazuki yazukira.
He rose again. How did he raise
Chiche
again?
Chava.
What happened?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
I mean, the things
in the resurrection of Jesus.
And
I would have expected that all of us would have remembered on that day that we raised with him. And when we raised with him, how do we look?
Or
if we raised with him,
we
must be having a likeness of how he looked when he raised again.
Yes,
he
was
praise Jesus.
And
not first thought of eating together with drinking.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. For this day, the importance in it is not eating and it's not eating, drinking. Even though they have told you, we can celebrate all days. But when we get pleased to choose one day and we celebrate it, let's first get to be convinced totally. Now this day, where it will be beginning, right from Friday onto Sunday, we were supposed to be teaching the people and in making them aware what happened and what happens when you believe Jesus. And as we reach to say that let's eat and drink,
first
got to totally understand the importance in this day. Not just eating and drinking, but you first totally get to understand that from Friday we would have been in teachings what concerns how he died, how did he rise again, he came back with kind of body. He entered duties when he was not open for. How did he enter in there? What kind of body did he have? When you look, I see ascended in heaven, but flesh and blood cannot inherit there. He was in which body going there? And who raises with him? How do I look when I race together with him? But we thought of eating food. But don't. Corinthians says the food is for the stomach and the stomach is for food, they will all be destroyed. That's not the importance of this day, eating and drinking. All of them, God will destroy them. But your spirit, what has it benefited in this day? You'll be on the appetite of the tongue to light you that you've eaten Easter. The tongue will deceive you. It has never gotten tired of eating. It's never gotten tired of admiring what is sweet.
And
today you're spending much of your money because of that tongue confusing you. It puts much appetite upon you and the body wrestles you down and you spend 1 million shillings on food. God is going to put them aside. But you as the Spirit, what have you understood in this day? Let's move on to the next verse.
Romans 14,
verse 6.
Alowooza olunaku, alowooza ku bwa Mukama waffe. N'oyo alya.
The one who thinks special of this day, he thinks so of the Lord. Even the one who eats is like that. But when you go to eat, you're going to eat because of Jesus. Yes, I'm going to eat after
here.
I eat because the master has done what? For our master, if he raised again, praise Jesus. I am going to eat. But I eat because of him. What have I understood what he did? What does it benefit me? What am I going to do to look like him? If Holy Spirit chooses something, that the day we made it for eating things and getting our joy and pleasures of the body, right from religions, reaching up to salvation, the contents of this day seems to be, and most of the time, the day is for making money. Many people come for fellowship, and the artist. They move around seeking for where they're going to sing special songs in the churches that they may be given offered
to
money. Someone called me when I don't know even them, and they told me, give me an opportunity. I come to minister there. I asked him, who gave you my number? Where do you fellowship from?
Miracle Center, Kansanga.
And where did they see from? Which song do you sing? Praise Jesus. Now you welcome someone. And the intention of the day, he has come that he may make some money on that day. Not to build people in the world. Praise Jesus. Let's proceed on. Romans
14.
Romans 14, verse 6.
N'oyo alya, alya ku bwa Mukama waffe, kubanga yeebaza Katonda. N'oyo atalya, talya ku bwa Mukama waffe.
That we may decide, and we say we are not going to eat.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now the
important is not eating. The important is to know totally what is upon this day. Right from Friday, reaching on to Sunday.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
All
those days,
they are
for first understanding totally what happened on Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
As
he died, what happened, what was right.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And when he rose again, what did he raise again?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And it is
proven we raised with him.
You
raised, how do you look?
Did
you really raise again as you see? Others who claim me to, I raised with him. What did you raise? We want to find truly did he get raised with him, or you rose with him. Thanking that God thank you on that day. For this day, the one who got born again
that
time, they would have been worshiping God to thank him. And they are showing you they raised with him, and you are given a body from heaven. And right now, they see, they understand God, and they
are
going to inherit heaven. The Holy Spirit said, according to
Isaiah,
when he was teaching it to
him,
he said in Isaiah 58, that these are things we do. Verses 1,
he
said, when I speak of this issue, I shouldn't look into what has been happening. I don't mind of your religion what they have been telling you. And I don't mind
from
they who claim to be saved what they have been doing on this day. I mind on that which is in the Holy Scriptures what has to be done. I don't mind whether you prepare to eat, but I mind on what God wants on this day, that we understand
then
we may be profiting out of it.
Isaiah 58 from verse 1. Yogerera waggulu, tota, yimusa eddoboozi lyo ng'ekkondeere, obulira abantu bange okusobya kwawe.
Nti eddoboozi lino lyowulira,
this voice you hear,
lireeta kubuulira kusobya.
It's bringing to preach rebellion.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kwegambanga waliwo okusobezebwa kungi nnyo.
A serious rebellion in people
kubikwatagana olunaku luno
concerning this day. Right from Friday, reaching on Sunday,
and
we say we are going to celebrate the resurrection. But to celebrate,
we
are not celebrating it as it's in its meaning. It's a word celebration.
It's
understood in people's ears clearly. And it sounds so audible. And they understand it. He was beaten this type of beating after beating him here. And he went even in hell. He spent 3 days there. He came back here when he had a new body. It was like this. And we too raised with him.
We
must be given that body. When someone reaches that day, and they feel the right celebration in their mind.
You celebrate
something.
It's
to show people that you don't know the value and the worth in it. Anytime we celebrate,
we are
trying to show people the worth and the importance
in it.
And we display it before people. And they get to understand. And they say this to people.
Truly,
they celebrate that day and there is much importance in it.
Independence Day.
Why do you think you celebrate independence?
Kubanga,
for there was your redemption
right
from the colonial masters. And when it comes, by the way, you get out of that captivity and you got liberty.
Doesn't
just come, we're going to eat. I wonder the flesh if it works, but the spirit will never work. When we go to Independence Day, we think so much how we got out of the bondage of colonialists. And we enjoyed being free people.
But
the resurrection of Christ, we've forgotten the captivity of death we were in. We had died through
Adam.
Christ never came as the second Adam to raise us.
We
would have remained in the prison in hell. But we were released and given liberty through the death of Jesus and his resurrection.
So
we would have understood why we celebrate this day. Not in making money,
no
cooking food home and we eat. And thinking we are going to sing,
yet
what we think is not in knowing what is in on that day.
Tuli mu Isaiah sura ya 5 8 n'olunyo lusooka.
Isaiah 58 verse 1.
Yogerera waggulu tota. Yimusa eddoboozi lyo ng'ekkondeere, obulira abantu bange okusobya kwabwe. N'ennyumba ya Yakobo ebibi byabwe. Naye bannoonya bulijjo.
Buli nnaku tuba tumunoonya.
Every day we seek him.
Ennaku zirizo natubeera
tugamba kama kino. Ne tukuŋŋaana. And we fellowship. But we don't totally understand. Why are we fellowshipping? But we know just praying. Even the saying you have in your mouth,
things,
I am going to pray. When will you come to study God? When you say of God to seek him, you are rather going to seek for a car.
They first get lost
and he said, let me go seek the Lord.
Friend,
that is when you seek God, or you're seeking what you want. God is the God who understands and is wise. He knows very well. Never deceive him. You've gone to seek him when you've gone for a car. For he tells you openly that our physical parents, when we ask them bread, they don't give a stone. When we ask them fish, they don't bring a scorpion. And he asks,
is
our father, won't he be much to do, give us good things? If you've gone, you want a car, tell him, Lord, what have brought me today? The car is what has brought me. A job. Don't confuse him that you pretend you're going to come to seek him. You call him a rat, you put a trap for him. God understands. And he knows that what has brought you is this. Don't confuse him. Let me tell you about
what
there is a reason why you're being
confused.
Most of the time you confuse God. You trap him with your granites. And he's trapping me that have come to seek me. See, they have something behind their hearts. He searches our hearts. He knows them. And he knows.
Don't deceive
him that they are proving this day.
That
they were filled of the joy of food in their hearts. And the joy of having pleasures of bringing their
family.
But it's not in understanding my master, you died for me. And I see you died for me. You were beaten. Isaiah 53. I read and I see the beatings you were beaten. Truly, you passed through much pain. I see the 3 days you went to hell and they beat you more. Lord, I prove your resurrection.
But
nothing. Who minds of that?
The
priest will come and he speaks his stories. And the priest don't study the Bible. You find him the message of resurrection. Be washed with the blood.
But
how?
Are they washed?
You call it water from the basin, you gather and you bath it. The way you have to speak, how are they washed?
We
are not going to get water down
the
and you wash with the blood.
There's
nothing they read. And they're even born again, they've gotten total spoiled. Why they speak in scripture is not why they are supposed to speak. You find them saying, the birth of Christ is
one.
I pray all of you, your business, that they will be born again. And in this
relationship,
what a die, let them be raised again. Was it on business?
Ha, ha, ha.
Let us not confuse ourselves. This was the revelation of businesses. It was our lives which had finished. That right now they have the spirit of prophecy. They are beginning to prophesy like that. In this resurrection of Jesus, let your job be raised again. Let your wife who had abandoned you raise again. Let the children who had died on your inside raise again. Was it on those issues? That is and you are right there carrying chairs, supporting the prophecies, shouting much noise. But the importance of the entire day has been washed away. And they
have
poured it aside. Now he says, you speak to them until they have understood their rebellion. These are people who claim to seek me.
Isaiah 58:2. Naye bannoonya bulijjo era basanyuka okumanya amakubo gange.
There are things we are used to ourselves.
From
our first religion, the days for eating food. Even if you study the importance of God, most of the time they never follow it. Isaiah 58:2.
That they have
never
done righteousness. And when you begin to get saved,
you
begin in righteousness.
Pastor,
the pastor begins very humble. Now there you tell you, let me tell you, the anointing of Easter is very different. And then someone saw in it,
business
to be able to rise again. They used to do righteousness. Sometimes
after
to teach you how right things were. Right now money overtook their minds. You go and get all the gospel today on the television. You see what they preach.
You
may think that I'm here to rebuke and accuse them. But it's not me. It is the Lord. Isaiah 58:2.
Ne bataleka kiragiro kya Katonda waabwe.
The day is moving on. And they have never left it. But the importance within it.
You
think that we are moving on with such importance. The importance was put aside. And the day remained.
Isaiah 58:2. Bansaba ebiragiro eby'obutuukirivu. Basanyuka okusemberera Katonda.
Let's go before the Lord. Let's go and seek the eyes of the Lord. But I don't know whether you come out when you've seen any eye of Him.
For
I don't know even the eyes you're seeking whether you know them. When we tell people God has seven eyes here, those are the seven spirits. Another says, all along God has been the big-eyed God. There are things you speak in the religious and you've never abandoned them. And even though you've got born again, you've never got safe to live religious words. When you came out saying God is a big-eyed God, He's just spirit. And you came in salvation, you met it there. Even when you enter in church, never totally changed to live religious things. They remained eating and drinking and pleasures. The Romans who played on the day of the Lord. And they have never taken Him off the cross. He's still on the cross. For all the days He's on the cross to them. Now they cannot tell you deeper things. Every day you put Him on the cross, He's on there. When
you
bring the day of His birth, every day the child is young crying on your televisions and radios, he has been born. Right now you tell Jesus, let Him be born in you. And this Jesus, as He's been born, stop evil works. Years you spent without Jesus, now He raises on the day you get Him that day. Now there's someone saying,
yes,
Jesus has rose again. Every day he had died again.
What do I mean to walk in a country?
On the standard of this day. You think when he rose again, you killed him again. He has raised today. This day was to remember what happened to him. But not to say that he has raised again. He has raised again as he said, and they are singing. The things of the Romans of familiarizing God, right from the Roman Catholic Church, abandon it and get totally saved.
Yes,
praise Jesus. This day you have killed him all the year.
Last day
we raised again, you killed him again. He has been dead. He has raised today.
That is the Jesus we worship.
Went in heaven, sent his spirit to us, and is living. Every year you kill your Jesus again, and you raise him again. Now, who watches over you, who is in you?
These
Roman words of familiarizing God.
But if you are familiarizing God,
we too must he has raised.
Every
day you have been praying through, he has been dead.
Yes,
he told you in Revelation.
He
said, I was dead, but I'm alive. Revelations 1. Right now you claim he has died and raising now.
Tuli mu Isaya esura ya 5:8 n'olunyiri lwa 3.
Isaiah 58:3.
Lwaki fo okusiiba bwe boogera?
Now they began from fasting. Fasting 40 days.
Ate bali basiibako bye baagala.
Others fast what they want.
Kakati wansi wano.
Now down here.
Waliwe bagamba okusiiba basiibe basiiba.
They fasting but they don't fast what they claim they spoke here.
Ne morokole na yembu ya siibe.
You've been born again fasted.
But they tell you
to fast, to stop pointing fingers and abusing, adding in the words of God. They don't want to fast such things. They are on food. I hear what you need, you want most.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we too remain following those things. And when we got from the religions, there are things which remained within us. They have consumed us and taken us back to religion. We ended up saying, born against to our religion. And they hate registers us in the religious
camp.
For they remained with the issues of religion within them. You know, let me tell you, when you steal God, when you steal the God of the wizard, and you go with him and hide him under your bed, one day becomes a snare to you. You know Rebecca stole the gods of her fathers. And they told her, give us our God. If you brought salvation, the
years
of the Catholics and not Jesus. Take back that Jesus and get Jesus.
Because
the owner of the Jesus are seeking for him all days.
They
end up clothing garments like them. Those
scholars
and the garments, a born against who we are putting them on. We put on
rings.
The moment religious mentality remained in us, the Yesu of the others take him back. Get the Jesus who rose again.
Yeah. Yes, we
praise Jesus. We want to get the Jesus raised again.
Jesus
left a part of them all days that died and he raised again on Easter.
Now,
I wonder who do they pray to who is dead? Praise Jesus. Let's read Ephesians chapter 2. We began from verse 1. Ephesians 2 from verse 1.
Era nammwe yabazuukiza bwe mwali nga mufiiridde mu byonoono n'ebibi byammwe.
Nti omusajja yatuzuukiza. Wabula waliyo abagala bagenda
zuukira today.
Mpozi ko nga gw'oŋŋamba.
Except when you tell me you have never gotten born again.
Tokkirizanga na bya Yesu tobitegeera.
Believe the things of Jesus.
Nti kankano tukutandiseeko okukubirira
enje.
Era bwe tumalira
service,
ojja olokoka akuzuukiza.
You get to be saved that he raises you again.
Naye mulimu baagamba era nammwe
yabazuukiza
kakati bwe mugamba ndi yakazuukira leero kitegeeza nammwe mugenda tandika
butandika
teyatuzuukiza
ddi
kati waliwo anange muzuukire mazuukira ga Yesu ate omwaka guno gundi ffe
twazuukira dda
era twagala okukola ebintu ebyabalamu.
That's why people drink alcohol.
For
they have never raised again their dead.
And they
waiting to be raised and they stop alcohol a little.
They
don't know what those words harm to people. To say that Jesus died, now he's raised today. He's never raised you. That means a prayer says, pray for us sinners. Hail Mary. Until the day of our death. That even though we shall die, we are shut up out of sin.
You pray
to us until we die within sin. You pray for us. Some of the prayers you need to account to them. Religious things, cast them aside. Take them back. Give them back their God.
Laban is
seeking for his God. Rebecca has stolen the gods.
They
some are seeking for their God, you have to give them back. And it's not your God yourself. And Jesus is not the Jesus. You know that Jesus.
He's
not the jealous of Jesus. He sometimes prays with his own scriptures. The right Jesus left telling us, Matthew 23:9, have no any other father on the earth except the one in heaven. This Jesus accepts them to have priests who are their fathers there.
They are
the ones who forgive and they give you punishment.
There is
the one who beats the sinners as they are thanking him, that he punishes them for the sins. He came with his whip in the service. He told them to clothe white garments that they may cleanse themselves. When they came, he gave them a punishment. They stripe C1 and you thank him as he shakes his hands. Let's
go. Ephesians 2
Ephesians 2:2.
Bye mwatambulirangamu edda ng'emirembe gy'ensi eno bwe kiri okugobereranga omukulu ow'obuyinza obw'omu bbanga
nti abasinga bonna
most of the people
abatazuukira
they will never raise
era abalowooza
and they will think
Yesu azuukira leero babadde balina omukulu w'omu bbanga sitaani gwe bagoberera
the ruler of the kingdom of the air they have been following.
Nga ye yateekawo ebifaananyi ebiriŋŋanga ebyokkuza olunaku lwa
Mukama
naye nga byakumumanyirira ddala bulungi
to scorn and familiarize him as God. Ephesians 2:2.
Omwoyo ogukoza kaakano mu baana abatawulira era naffe ffenna bwe twatambulirangamu edda mu kwegomba kw'omubiri gwaffe nga tukolanga omubiri n'ebirowoozo ebyagala ne tubeeranga olw'obuzaaliranwa abaana b'obusungu nga n'abalala naye Katonda kubanga ye mugagga w'ekisa olw'okwagala kwe okungi kwe yatwagala ffe era ffe bwe twali nga tufiiridde mu byonoono byaffe yatufuula abalamu awamu ne Kristo mwalokoka lwakisa.
Twalokoka lwakisa.
We are saved by grace.
Nane tufulibwa abalamu.
We are made alive.
Wamune mukama wa
Yesu. Together with the Master Jesus.
Katulunaku runo.
Now this
thing. Bandi baderwa kujukiza abantu.
To remind people.
Abantu bali bafadi.
People are died when.
Ere bazukira.
And when they raise again.
Bazukira batia.
How do they raise again?
Yesu yebazukira.
Praise Jesus.
No yabadde agenda akyera
bila. Even the one who has been forgotten. And they remember it.
Yesu yebazukira.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga tulina unakuru mmuku bakibo.
Have a day of beating him.
Yesu yebazukira.
Praise Jesus.
Ngembokezo sisi
zeye. Those beatings are not for him and they are for us.
Petro ndibate tukubibwa.
We are the ones supposed to be beaten.
Na yene yewayo.
But he gave himself.
Mmukuba kibokeza.
And he was beaten for our sake.
So sisi awano okka.
Not for only him.
Wabana nokutukira dale magombe.
To hell.
Kubanga fena twali
bako. For all of us we are to fall there.
Yesu yebazukira.
Praise Jesus.
Na yebazukira.
But when he raises again.
Netuzukira muna
ye. He raised with him.
Chitukwani dokwe kumanga tuli baramu.
For all of us to keep ourselves living. Not to think.
Urwalero rodamu okuzukira.
This is the day you rise again.
Wanda muno ofa.
Did you die again?
Dumera naku kujukiza biche bya
ali. Let me remind you what happened.
Era batubanga twazukira muna ye.
He raised with him.
Tumanye ngeri je tunenywezamu.
How we shall strengthen ourselves to keep our lives.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Baba nasibuli kisera kulooza ndi yafute.
Every day thinking he died.
Era kati yazuke.
And now he raised up.
Kitegeza zili na kuzoma
zili. Means the days you've spent.
Mukuba kiboko.
When he's been beaten.
No muteke bali
kati. And you put him aside. Now you pull that he will come in on Sunday.
Ademwa yingire.
Now he will enter again.
Ademwa chimaru demu omote.
After that you kill him again.
Uli muzukiza ku Easter.
You raise him on the next Easter, the next year.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
But why didn't you feed them?
As we have died in our sins and transgressions, you raised us together with the Master Jesus.
Let's
go in Colossians 2. I want you to understand what happened.
We still handle
this last Sunday. There's also Friday, but even Saturday, what is in those days? For now we are speaking of Sunday. Praise Jesus. We speak when he's raised again.
Colossians 2.
Colossians 2. We start from verse 6.
Abakolosai esula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga. Kale ngabe mwawe wa Kristo Yesu mukama waffe mutambulire nga bwe mutyo mu ye.
Nti nga baamutuwa.
Just as was given to us.
Kati olwalira kuwebwa zi simutegeere.
The one given us, I don't understand.
Yesu gwe baatuwa.
The Jesus was, who was given us.
Yokane 14.
In John 1:14.
Yali kigambo.
He was the word.
Nayamba rumbinarabi
siwa jikuru. And the cross flesh appeared to us.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Yesu.
Jesus.
Olwalira abantu gwe balina.
Today the people are having.
Abera mbusenge.
He's in the rooms.
Abera kumusara bibisere.
He's on the cross all days.
The
one who was given us was the one, after he finished his
work,
he was lifted, went back to heaven,
and
went back to the glory as the word.
We see
in Revelations
19,
verse 11 to down,
that
just as we were given Christ, we have to move within him. Not as of this generation bring him out, but just as was given us. Colossians 2 verse 7.
Nga mulina emizi era nga muzimbibwa mu ye. Era nga munywezebwa okukkiriza kwammwe. Nga bwe mwayigirizibwa nga musukkirira okwebaza. Mwekuume tiwabangawo muntu abanyagangako mu filosofo n'ebyobulimba ebitaliimu. Okugobereranga ebyayigirizibwa abantu. Okugobereranga ebyolubereberye ebyensi okutali kugoberera Kristo.
Nti waliwo ebintu ebyayigirizibwa abantu.
Things which you are told by people.
Nti olunaku olubereberutuka.
That when that day reaches.
Namujja matabi
kumuje. And you get out and you shake the palm branches.
It's Friday.
It's not a Friday.
Chwa.
And you are shaking the palm branches. What does it mean to shake those branches?
It's
what we want to first understand.
Kitegeza namwe
mugende mukuganyenye. You to go get them physically and shake them. This is what it means to preach to people that they open their hearts to welcome Jesus, not to shake branches. What does it mean? Every day the branches are shaking, the palm branches are shaking on the trees. Are they shaking because of the Lord?
What really happened?
Well,
it was to welcome Jesus
in
the hearts of people who don't have him.
And they
are, we are going to explain them Jesus
and
open for him to enter in their hearts.
It's to say
Revelation 3:20 comes to pass.
It's
upon their hearts knocking
that
they open for him to enter. For that is the Jerusalem we are having. You rejected God.
But Jerusalem,
one Jerusalem who welcomes God. Don't just shake the palm branches like that. Let me tell you, the things were invented and they were put by people. And the day is right, but what is done on is wrong.
Bakolosai, Esula Eokobili, Nolu Yidi.
Colossians 2 verse 9.
Kubanga mwoyo mwe mutula okutuukirira kwonna okw'obwa Katonda ng'omubiri gwe guli. Era mwatuukirira mu ye gwe mutwe ogw'okufuga n'obuyinza bwonna. Era mwakomolebwa mwoyo obukomole obutakomolebwa na mikono mu kuwambula omubiri ogw'ennyama mu kukomolebwa kwa Kristo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
don't need circumcision physically, but as the religion of the Muslims. For when they circumcise Christ, all of us who enter him, we are circumcised. To be meaning,
we've
unclosed the sinful body
of,
and we are given the body which is living, which comes from heaven. But this one
has,
they no more circumcise us physically in the body. We go to be buried together with him. And we raised together with him through baptism. Now every person, whoever believed Christ and they are baptized and they got the body from heaven and they are given the Holy Spirit,
that
person raised up, they raised with Christ. They don't need to wait today that they raise up. Read properly and we hear.
Abakolosai esuleyo kubiri
Colossians 2 verse 11.
Era mwakomolebwa mwoyo obukomole obutakomolebwa na mikono mu kwambula omubiri ogw'ennyama mu kukomolebwa kwa Kristo. Bwe mwaziikirwa awamu naye mu kubatizibwa.
Nti mu kubatizibwa.
That in baptism.
Obango bakugambe ku lunaku luli lwe
yafa. On the day he died and he raised again.
Nti mu kubatizibwa.
That in baptism we've gone to bury you. Now I wonder, let's open our eyes. A pastor, when they are being buried, how they bury them? They bury them like this. Now the one who baptizes you and they do it like this, and even the one who puts a cross on our
forehead,
have they buried you?
Let me
tell you, religions, they are prisons of the devil.
There is
no salvation at all. They have told you that through baptism involves you being buried. How do they bury? I don't know whether at your home when you put a cross in their forehead and you have buried them now. Let me tell you, see religions, if you leave their things in the dust, leave them totally. That the people familiarize God too much and they change the things he commanded us. Praise Jesus. And they will think to be born again. And they have religious mentalities run from them. Praise Jesus. They have told you that through baptism we have been buried with Christ. Now
another
puts a cross in their forehead. They have buried you. And I don't know
the person
who can be buried three times that they have put them out. For some of you who are baptized wrong, they immerse you the first time and they put you out. And you put the second, you bury a dead body at your home like that three times.
The things
done, some of them there's no
bonus.
That's why they were baptized like that. You have to backslide numerous times. For they show you that you've died with Christ and you raised and you die again and we take you and you raise and they bury you. You are buried numerous times. After that you've blasphemed the three, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. You fall three times and you end up blaspheming the Holy Spirit. You still no more get back to salvation.
They make you blaspheme two times. And they imagine the first time and they say, to blaspheme the Father. Because you're going to fall again. To blaspheme Jesus. Because you're going to backslide again. To blaspheme the Holy Spirit. For when you come back, you fall. Revelation 3 comes saying, for they have a name, they are alive, but they are dead. The baptism matter, what do we do within them? You claim you're raised together with Christ, or you fell with him, is it right? So what we have to remind people, the day like this, to be repetitive and to explain what happened if you join on the resurrection and you accept be raised again. And how did you die? Let's finish that verse. Colossians 2:12.
Wamu na ye mukubatizibwa. Era kwe mwazuukiriramu olw'okukkiriza okukola kwa Katonda eyamuzuukiza mu bafu.
Nti yamuzuukiza.
He raised him.
Ekigambo yamuzuukiza.
The word raised him.
Ekigambo amuzuukiza.
Is not current, present that he raised him. It is past. He was raised. We too, when we believe, when we baptize, we too will raise together with him. Baptism, we've got to bury you. But to say that, maybe can't say that they have buried me.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I've never seen a dead bodies being buried when they have slept like this. Or which they bury and they're just marking on their forehead the cross. When they baptize you and you've not understood what is the importance and the meaning behind it, you've rather wasted your time, you've gone in the pool to just swim. They are waiting. Don't wait for us. Go and have an experience of swimming.
For
there you've got a very major issue. We
can
first teach you what is going to happen on you. Not to reach there that we mass you like that. Praise Jesus.
This is
how I teach it as you prepare to be baptized. For we are on the day of resurrection. Praise Jesus. But if you raise that man, he is waiting for them to be raised, and they come to be raised within him. He already raised us on our behalf. We just join on him through baptism. Praise Jesus.
Colossians 2:13.
Namwe bwe mwalinga mufudde olw'ebyonoono byammwe n'obutakomolebwa mubiri gwammwe yabafuula abalamu wamu naye.
Yesu
yebazibwe twalinga tufiridde
mu byonoono
byaffe
n'obutakomolebwa
mibiri gyaffe. Our body not being circumcised.
The
circumcision of Abraham meant unclothing the body of flesh, and you're given a body from heaven. But that sign took it away, and he said, now baptize, and they raised with a new body. For they who circumcised, they don't know why Abraham was being circumcised. But here they've shown you, circumcision meant unclothing the body of flesh, being given a body from heaven. Now see our colleagues. They are there to put on their hearts on their heads. To get the parts of their body that are circumcised. They don't see what God was meaning. But I want born again that you understand totally what is in the resurrection of Jesus. What is in it? If you raise with him, what do you become? And if you raise today, how do you renew your life?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15. We've begun from verse 20. 1 Corinthians 15:20.
Naye kaakano Kristo yazuukizibwa mu bafu, gwe mwaka omubereberye ogwaba abeebaka.
Nti Yesu Kristo,
Jesus Christ,
yazuukira mu bafu.
He raised from the dead.
Omwaka omubereberye ogwaba abeebaka.
Of they who sleep.
Twogera ku bali abaafa.
Speak of they who die.
Baafa ddi?
They died when? People, it is shown that they died a long time. And they were born in the flesh. They too died.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
now we preach it to people that friends, in this resurrection,
Yesu
Jesus came to raise you up all. For you had all died.
You
have no body to go back to heaven. Praise Jesus. I wanted to tell you what should happen on this day. We would have known what happens on the day of Saturday. We would have known what happens on Friday.
For
each day has things on it which are important. I would have begun on Friday to tell you up to today. For now, I'm preaching you the last message. Praise Jesus. I have to teach you what is on Friday.
And
I preach you what happened on Saturday. The beatings in hell on Saturday. Now you think Saturday what was
happening?
The grave was very silent.
People's
hope had ceased. They don't know where he was at the moment. But we can open where he was. And what was he doing there?
Many things
very important.
Why
are people thinking of eating food? Every time you eat food, that is the only day you have to eat.
Even
if they finish tomorrow, still buy chicken tomorrow. Why does chicken trouble your mind?
You think
that's the major thing this day. Chicken even wonders. It looks like every day you have been cutting and eating us. Now today all your wisdom has ceased to be an understanding because of chicken.
Bakolinso ekisooka esula ya 15 n'olunyi lwa 21.
First Corinthians 15 verse 21.
Kubanga okufa bwe kwabaawo ku bw'omuntu era n'okuzuukira kw'abafu kwabaawo ku bwa muntu. Kuba bonna nga bwe baafiira mu Adamu era bwe batyo mu Kristo bonna mwe balifuukira abalamu.
Nti abantu bonna,
that all people, they who pass through Adam, they all died. And you get to be born when you are a corpse, a dead body. For you have no body which can take you to heaven. This true Jesus to come like the second Adam to align the mistake which happened on the first Adam. Bible speaks on Jesus. It speaks as the second Adam. Praise Jesus. To align the mistake that all people died through Adam, it began like this. This is what we teach on this day. I don't know whether you understand me proper.
We're
not going to tell you the business is born again.
That
the Holy Spirit is working on it. Even the angels are working upon it.
But
we want to understand this day. What is really on this day? Praise Jesus. They have told you that Jesus, he came to raise us again. Ever since we died through Adam.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
who understands this in this generation? We thank the Holy Spirit. He will reveal this to us. How did we die and how did it happen?
We are in
Genesis 2. Verse 15 and 16. Genesis
2
from verse 15.
Mukama Katonda n'atwala omuntu n'amuteeka mu lusuku Adeni alulimenga alukuumenga. Mukama Katonda n'alagira omuntu n'amugamba nti buli muti ogw'omu lusuku olyangako nga bw'onooyagalanga. Naye omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi togulyangako, kubanga olunaku lw'oligulyako tolirema kufa.
Ekiragiro kyali kyafuluma nga kigambibwa
Adamu olubereberye.
Olunaku lw'olikwata ku
mujogo
tolirema kufa.
Kyavudde
bakugamba.
That's why they've told you.
Nti faffe natwa alikwafira mu Adamu.
Our master died through Adam.
Mukama waffe Yesu
najja. Our master Jesus came.
Na Adamu w'okubiri.
As the second Adam. Asobola
okutuzuukiza.
That he may raise us again.
Bino byetaaga okumanya ku lunaku lwa leero.
This is what we need to be known on this
day. Nti abantu bonna abali ku nsi kuno.
All people on this earth.
Bwe baba tebazze mu kuzuukira ne Yesu.
Raised with Jesus.
Babeera mirambo egitambula.
A dead body is moving.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era tulaba mbalumi.
And we see in Romans.
Esule ne yomu. Yomu sam.
Romans 7.
Onyo Romans 7.
Verse 7. The voice of Adam. And the
old
spirit projects through Paul to tell us what really happened on Adam.
But
if it happened on Adam, you
know
that you came from him. You too, you are like that.
If
you've not been born in Jesus again the second time, the one who is hearing this here, the gospel we preach, after that you've not been baptized, and we go to baptize you. I expect you live here
always.
I expect another day to teach you this.
Balumi esula eyo musanvu n'olunyiriri lwa musanvu.
Romans 7 verse 7.
Kale tunayogera tutya? Amateeka kye kibi kitalo. Naye sandi tegedde kibi wabula mu mateeka. Kubanga sandi manye kwegomba. Singa amateeka tegayogera nti teweegombanga. Naye ekibi bwe kyalaba bwe kiyima ne kikolanga mu nze olw'amateeka okwegomba kwonna. Kubanga wataba mateeka ekibi nga kifudde. Nange dda nabanga mulamu awatali mateeka.
Adam is saying
nti edda nabanga mulamu
that he used to be alive
before
he had been given the command.
Adam
was in the garden a long time
and
the Lord has never given him a command not to touch of that
tree.
But when God foresaw sin, when it was about to appear, God gives you a command and it is the light going to lighten you to avoid sin. If you hold on it, you are going to be saved.
He
told Lulu's wife and the
colleagues,
the command is one,
do
not look behind.
He
knew that they are going to be looking behind,
and
what saves them is that command to hold on it. When God refuses you something, you immediately
know
that voice alone is what is holding you to be saved.
If it's not that,
truly, you have to fall in that thing if you've not held that command. Now Adam, as he was given a command, God had foreseen what the devil was going to do. He is going to tell him, eat of this tree and do this, and you become God.
He
was given a command to keep him, but he broke it. The devil came before.
We
see how we died through Adam. Romans 7 verse 9.
Ekibine kizukira nange nemfa.
Agamba.
He says,
when
he was given a command in the garden,
ekibine kigoroka
Satani sprang up. That is the devil.
Na mulimba naye
nafa. And became deceived him and he died.
Kati obenga Adam yafa.
If Adam died,
abava muyeba
fana. They came from him. How are they looking?
Kyejiva kibetagisa Adam wokubiri.
It's required the second Adam.
Ye mukama afa Yesu.
He is the master Jesus.
Asobola okutuzukiza.
That he may raise us again.
Bino byebibera kuluna kulwa
leero. What happens on this day?
Okujukiza ensi yonna.
To remind the entire world.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Siku baga mbika wabitali
mbika. Not in telling them words without wisdom.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Atuli balumi sura ya msavu na ulu nyiri kwa kumi.
Romans 7 verse 10.
Nechila gilo echari echokule ito obulamu. Echo nechila vika jendi echokule ito kufa. Kubange echibi. Bwechara bwechima orechila gilo. Nechinimba nechinzito orecho. Bwechitu ya mateka matukuvu. Nechiragiro kitukuvu.
Agambe kiragiro bwechajja.
He said when the command came,
Satani nasinzira mukiragiro kyenyi.
The devil faced the same command.
Namulimba naye
nafa. And he deceived him and he died.
Tuze mu rubereberi.
We've gone back to Genesis.
Esule yokusatu.
Genesis chapter
3.
We want to see how did Adam die. What happened on him?
Era bwe tubanga twafira
kuye. If we died through him.
Lwaki tunabanga abantu batambula?
Why do we see that people are moving? When he died,
yalekera okutambula.
Did he stop moving?
Oba wali okuchusa.
Or there was a trance. You know very well that
Adam
did begin from the body we are in. He had a body which he lost.
That
we are yearning to be, when we get born, to be restored to us. The body we are in is a body of death.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There
is the body we are yearning to be restored.
This
is what has been told people
concerning
the resurrection of Jesus. Let's go back, Genesis
3.
We want to see what he has told us.
That's
based in the command and it deceived him. Genesis
3,
from verse
1. Omusota gwali mukalaba kalaba okusinga ensolo zonna ez'omu nsiko ze yakola Mukama Katonda Nekugamba omukazi nti bwati weyogera Katonda nti temulyanga ku miti gyonna egy'omu lusuku.
Ebintu yali abimanyiiko.
He knew of all these commands.
Ekiragiro akimanya nti Mukama yagamba.
He knew that God said all the other trees they eat of them.
Okuggyako guli.
Except the other.
Wabula ye bwe yakinyoola mu yagamba.
But when he twisted he told them.
Katonda amba yagamba temulyanga.
Did God really say you shouldn't eat of all these trees?
Abinyodde nyo
dawo. Distorted and twisted them.
That's
why God accuses all people who distort and twist his word.
And it
meets another and they define it in another way.
He
speaks of resurrection of a human being. Another speaks of resurrection of a business. Now you think God understands like you? Praise Jesus. He told us to condemn nations. Religious and beliefs. They which speak of him but not truth. Praise Jesus. Resurrection is spoken of, but not in righteousness and in its truthfulness.
Genesis 3,
verse 2.
Omukazi n'agamba omusota nti ebibala by'emiti egy'omu lusuku tulya. Wabula ebibala by'omuti oguli wakati mu lusuku. Katonda ayogera nti temugulyangako newankubadde ogukwatako muleme okufa.
That you may not die, it's the main issue.
And
the devil knew that people fear death. He spoke like this.
Genesis
3 verse 4.
Omusota ne gugamba omukazi nti okufa temulifa.
You not die.
Naye ngajjukira Katonda yali alayidde.
Remember God had swore.
Ate Katonda bwe bwalayira
teyajjusa. God swears he never changes.
Bwakugamba nti tolirema
kufa. When he tells you surely die,
uba ojja kufa.
You will die still.
Ne sitani yajja n'alifa.
But the devil came and put it aside. You will not die.
Era olwaleero Katonda akugamba.
This devil tells you.
Kolera obulokozi
bwo. Work for your salvation.
Sitani yajja n'akugamba.
The devil comes tells you.
Warokoka wamala.
Once saved, forever saved. See how he cons you. Scripture says, work out your salvation. When he comes, he tells you, once saved, you are forever saved. It was done. And you think he has strengthened you, yet he has made you fall down.
He tells you,
if you sin, you must enter heaven.
Yet
this sin, you cannot dare go there. Peter would have repented.
Kubanga yali yarokoka naye
na God born again and he fell.
Naye yamugamba bw'okoma
wo. When you get back and you repent, you strengthen your brethren.
Singa yali once saved.
If it was once saved.
Forever saved.
Forever saved.
Yandi badde kankano teyenenya.
You wouldn't have repented.
Nga yeganye Yesu.
And he had rejected Jesus.
Yandi badde agenda maso.
You would have moved on flowing in salvation.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Olubereberye essuula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri lwakutaano.
Genesis 3 verse 5.
Kubanga Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwe muligulyako mmwe amaaso gammwe lwe galizibuka.
N'abaleeta n'ayongeramu ebigambo
ebirala.
Mugenda okugulyako mugalizibuka
amaaso.
Ekibuuzo kyali bwe
kiti. Were they blind and they were not seeing?
Kiki baali bagenda zibuka?
What kind of eyes are we going to be opened in them? It was deception to show them that they don't see.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's like someone to draw you and
just
let me tell you, don't see properly.
But come,
I take you here, you will see. You
find
their women and they have clothed themselves. Now don't you see yourself? Yet they have put you into temptations.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
see, but it's confusing you. You don't see properly. Now you're going to see what followed. What was saying to see, it was death rather.
To
be taken off the board of heaven and the shift give us a board of flesh. Listen very carefully. And you know why Jesus he came to die for us. And you know why Jesus he raised again. That he may raise you up to restore a body from heaven to you.
Genesis 3
verse 5.
Kubanga Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwe muligulyako mmwe amaaso gammwe lwe galizibuka. Namwe mulibanga Katonda okumanya obulungi n'obubi. Omukazi bwe yalaba ng'omuti mulungi okulya era nga gusanyusa amaaso n'omuti nga gwakwegombebwa okuleeta amagezi. N'anoga ku bibala byagwo n'awa era ne ku musajja we n'alya, naye n'alya. Amaaso gaabwe bombi ne gazibuka. Ne bategeera nga bali bwereere.
Uliriza bulungi
nnyo.
Ndi amaaso gaabwe bombi ne gazibuka.
And they opened.
And
they realized they were naked.
Ekibuzo kiri
nti. The question is.
Bali bulijjo tebalaba.
All along they were not seeing.
Waliwo ekyababaako.
Something happened.
Mukutemya kwa Alisu. Ne beeraba mu mubiri omulala.
And they saw themselves in another body.
Agenda okutuuka ku
mukono. As they turned to look at each other.
Ate bino biki byolina.
What are these you're having in your chest?
Bino ebintu nabi.
What about the ones now? What is wrong with you?
Oh no, Eva bachagama Adam.
Eva is telling Adam.
Ne Adam na yamukana
uba. Eva is telling her, you two, what is wrong with you?
Why won't you choose
there was the shifting.
Ebera bira mubiri omulala.
And they saw themselves in another body right now. And they ran to hide themselves. God was meeting them every day. They were seeing him clearly.
But
what really happened there?
There
was a shift immediately. As long as they attempted to touch, the other spiritual body vanished from there. Bible says that in a
week
over now you can no more see it. Look again. Something else. And they are into another body. Bible says, at the end of our resurrection, we are going to be like angels again. And we have the other body. We have no physical parts like we have today. God was ready to create humanity, direct all of them. But this is the plan which came.
Yajitandika mulubirebire sura ya 3
Genesis 3
okutandika onyole
15
nokuzara
ogenda
zaliranga mu bulumi program nebati kusaba ananga balina kuita
program was changed and the children have to pass through us.
Wewe ulijepa chidaba.
Haven't you been seeing it all days?
Program yo kuzara baji
program
kama ajifurumia direct.
God releases direct after sin.
Ne wankubadde mu plan.
Even though the plan
yaraga muzare mu
are sure that give birth and increase.
But
our giving birth would have been how?
For
I see even bananas give birth. What do you see? Don't they give birth? Do they have pregnancies?
You
don't know what God was thinking of our birth. Things are changing in Genesis 3. 15 to down.
Ugenda zalira katambulumi
ebintu bichusa bidde
gobo
zofurumia the process you to you are the one going to bring out, you have to carry
atozari
and you give birth.
Program wete bwechuka,
the program changes there.
Atona yani tuwadenga haba.
God would have given us children like that.
Uba tuandibise nga majikali,
we would have laid eggs at least
etuga mamira
and we
kubabo bonana bo balina abana babo,
for they to have their children. But they are not like us, how we are.
And
they will give birth children. And they give birth them when they are still. They are not mature. And they hide them in the
they hide them.
A kangaroo. And raises a child in that chisak. It releases a child when it's still mature yet. The three extra months.
Kangaroo
covered within that sack, that kangaroo. That's the way she gives birth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Never,
but I've told you
that
as he stared and twinkled like this, they were naked. They never knew where the other body vanished to. For it happens in a twinkle of an eye. Just as you like, as you open it, something else. They saw a flash. As they looked again, they are no more
happy.
It's explaining the policy that we raise up again on the other day, as we shall stand against, and we don't have this body,
then
we have the one of heaven. Listen very carefully. 1 Corinthians 15.
50 to 53. Naye kino kye njogera abooluganda, ng'ombiina omusaayi tebiyinza kusikira bwakabaka bwa
Katonda. Kitegeeza.
Now it means
mu kuzaliwa kwa Yesu,
the birth of Christ,
n'okuzuukira
and his resurrection,
mulimu okuzuukizibwa okuweebwa ku by'omubiri ogwali
gwaffe. Raised to be given the body we lost.
Ge makulu g'olunaku.
That is the importance of the day.
They said what happened on it. And when he raised, he had what kind of body? Praise Jesus. But not eating and drinking. For this way he tells you that the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but it's a matter of God and power.
Bakolinso ekisokesero ya 15 olunyi lwataano.
First Corinthians 15:15.
So kuvunda tekusikira butavunda. Laba mbabuulira ekyama. Tetuliye bakaffenna naye ffenna tulifuusibwa. Mangu ago nga kutemya kikowe. Akagombe ak'enkomero bwe kalifuga, kubanga kalifuga n'abafu balizuukizibwa obutavunda. Naffe tulifuusibwa.
Nti naffe abalibeerawo
mu kusemya kwa Liiso
walibaawo okukyusa
ekibi.
Kati bino bye byali ate mu lusuku
nga
batuwaanyisa
otuwakulu
kutemya kwa Liiso ne batugoba ne mu
lusuku batugoba
kubanga omubiri
n'omusajjaabeerayo. Praise Jesus.
Furuma olusuku
and it chases out of the garden.
Mugende omubiri n'omusajja gy'ebisobola
obeera.
Era
Adam
annyonnyola.
Adam explains that let me tell you something that surprised me. Let's get back to Romans 7.
And
it tells you what kind of body he got in that moment. And you see Jesus, what kind of body he gives us. Let me tell you the secrets on this day. Where when he was raising up, what really happened?
And
when he raised together with him, what happens on us?
Balumi esula eyomusanvu n'olunyiri tube kwa 24
tuli 23
Abalumi esula ya musanvu olunyiri 23
Romans 7 verse 23
naye ndaba etteeka eddala mu bitundu byange nga lirwana n'etteeka ery'amagezi gange era nga lindeeta mu bufuge wansi w'etteeka ery'ekibi eriri mu bitundu byange nze nga ndi muntu munaku. Ani alindokola mubiri ogwokufa kuno?
Nti yamaliriza ali mubiri gwakufa.
Ended up in the body of death.
Ate kufa wali.
Death is existing.
Uri malaika mulamba ye yakumuwa.
An angel is the one who gave this body to Adam.
Ali yao malaika oyogola
mu. Is there? The
ndogo ye yake.
Angel you see on a yellow horse down in the wheels.
Kubikuruye sura ya
Revelation 6:7-8. Nenda
malaika wokufa ne magombo.
And they saw the angel of death and hell.
Kati baba mugamba tulire makufa.
When he was told you sure die. They were telling him.
Ogena kula bagana ne kufa kunako.
You are going to encounter the angel of death.
Yamaliriza ya mwaddo mubili gwatambulira.
Giving him a body ya
kutembe
in a twinkle of an eye.
Jukira kufa.
Remember death.
Bwaba akola emirimu.
When he works his works.
Kubikuruye sura ya makara.
Revelation 6.
Akoyese endwa de.
He uses sickness.
Ekitala.
He uses sword. Famine. And the beast of the field. This couldn't work. On the spiritual body.
He
had to change you immediately into his body, which can make sick.
And
you understand God.
End
of death.
Is
the one who gave us this body. That he can
strike
you with sickness and cry to God, Lord, sickness is killing me. And you know what we do? The angel of death will tell him, thank you, sickness, we are born again. The famine, the sword, the beast, take it away from
you.
The beast may think it's big.
There
even small, and it's a war. But he uses the mosquitoes. Sickness enter you. The angel of death does that. The body puts.
The
famine can strike you. Remember, uses famine. Forgive my sin. And you turn to God through that. That's why we pray to God. As we
are
born again, we pray you take away sicknesses. We pray you take away the famine which strikes us every day. We pray you take us all the beasts
of
the world. Take away the sword. If we knew this, we would have done greater works. We would have been living so much in Christ Jesus our Master. But we were weak, for we never knew. Remember, the one speaking
knowledge
speaks authority. If you had knowledge, you would have had much authority.
But your authority was reduced because of ignorance.
Sicknesses
have authority over you right now. You need to get knowledge. You need to get authority over sickness, over
pain,
sword, and things like that. Praise Jesus.
He
sees what ought to be this body of death, and the death is death, and the body is. If you get out of this body, death is right close to you there. With these sicknesses, even different much pain,
he
never ceases to be the angel of death.
But
when we born again, we can tell him, friend, take away your pain and everything.
I
want to get out of the body when I'm smart and peaceful to go home. Praise Jesus.
And
I am like Stephen.
As
they stole
me,
and me I am
one thing. Jesus is
on the right hand of God. I see
you.
Forgive them, they don't know what they are doing. And I am not crying, they are stoning me. He was no more feeling it.
For
death had withdrew all the pain from him. When we get saved, let's get totally saved. Praise Jesus. And when he raised up,
we
should have thought of pain that will be upon us. You're going to send the body
Peter,
and you'll be like Peter. Right now, I
give
you the last word. For Jesus told of me, I am going to unclothe the body and
go home.
Men had something in them. And they don't fear to get out of the body. He knows he's going to get out when he's having no pain. Death is the angel of God. He tells him, withdraw the pain. I want to send them peacefully. I get out of the body peacefully.
Jesus
is saying on the cross,
Lord, right
now I submit my spirit. You submit it peacefully. They will be born again. You see us. We are like that. And we raised with Jesus.
Amen.
But the
threatened them. What, they don't know what happened.
If
what they say, they don't understand it properly. I don't know whether they understand.
It's
the moment you get to understand. Your salvation is strengthened as a
treasure.
Even the one who
are looking
for it, they don't live here without it. Let's see who saved him from the body of death.
Romans 7, verse 25. Nebaza Katonda, kuwa Yesu Kristo mukama wafe.
Tumwebaze mukama.
Let us thank Jesus.
Kubanga yeye ka.
For he alone is the one who helped us to be saved from the body of death.
Romans
7:25.
Nebaza Katonda kuwa Yesu Kristo mukama wafe. Kale bwe kityo nze nzeka mu magezi ndi muddu wa mateeka ga Katonda. Naye mu mubiri wateeka lya kibi.
Bwona asigala mu mubiri.
When you remain in the body,
eteeka lya kibi lijja kufa.
The law of sin will reign and govern.
Tuzali mu mundu
okwo. When we get born again,
omoyo gwaffe gwawulibwa n'omubiri.
Spirit has separated from the body.
Kubanga tuweebwa omubiri omulala. We are
given another
body.
And we get to possess two bodies.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
sins cannot overcome you, for you are hidden far from the body. You have much authority
and
much power to overcome sin by the spiritual body from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Proof that what happened on Adam and Eve, it was very dangerous. God reached a time and he said, what have you done? When God tells you like that,
it's
going to trouble you. Even after they trouble us. What have you done, Adam? Let's get back to Genesis.
Let
you see how God told them.
Genesis 3, verse
7.
Amaaso gaabwe bombi ne gazibuka, ne bategeera nga bali bwereere.
Kubanga bali bamaze okukyusibwa
omubiri. For they had been shifted to another body.
Kutemya kwa liso.
In a twink of an eye.
Era nga baweereddwa
omubiri. And they were given another body.
Ne batunga amalagala g'emiti, ne beekolera ebyokwambala. Ne bawulira eddoboozi lya Mukama Katonda. Ngatambula mu lusuku mu kiseera eky'empewo.
Kati wuliriza bulungi.
Now listen carefully here.
Kuluno bayitungidde
amalagala.
Luli baali bambadde ki?
Before they were clothing what?
Era gwali mubiri.
And what body
Pane,
they have? Let's open our eyes on the scripture.
Ani yali abambaza mubiri gwe baali?
Who had clothed them the body they were with?
Era kuno kwaki kati be
baali wano kwambala? And why is this time they are fighting to clothe and cover themselves?
Omubiri guli gwe baalina.
The other body they
have. Baali bagukola ng'ebyambalo byako bibeera mu gwo.
And its garments were in them.
Ukera bukezi noga
njagala. You wake up. And he said, I want to be in purple, white. I want to be in yellow. That's why when we get back
at the beginning,
we are given a body from heaven. And as it's coming to our
wives,
when they begin to be in us, you are the one begin to control them.
That's why
in heaven, there are no companies making clothes. Now they had to plan for themselves to cover themselves. You see how they will clothe.
Up
to today, you have to look the way you will clothe yourself. But what happened before God is one
day.
For he had made a body which was complete. And he never wanted man to get troubled that he may be in rest. That's why Jesus, he calls us again. Matthew 11, 25 to 30. Come all you are weary and burdened, you see the rest of your spirit. For our burdens began from the garden. If we look how we're going to clothe ourselves, even what fall we're going to eat through sweat, to give birth through pain.
Yes, we are here to
Jesus when he called us.
Oh,
we are wearing
bodies.
He was calling us from what happened in the beginning.
He didn't
call you because you failed to have money.
He didn't
call you because sickness has struck you. But he calls you from what happened in the beginning. If you're tired of them, come to him. He too will give you rest. And you will see his help.
Tuli mu lubereberye essuula eyokusatu olunyi lwa munaana.
Genesis 3 verse 8.
Omusajja ne mukazi we ne beekweka mu maaso ga Mukama Katonda wakati mu miti egy'omu lusuku.
Era kyovula Mukama agenda okugamba.
That's why as God
said. Isaiah agamba.
Isaiah says.
When nayita.
When I called.
Ewaliwo muntu ki?
No one answered.
Abayita bali eri mu lusuku.
He calls them and they got it. And they are hiding themselves.
Adamu.
Adam.
Eva gobo
yo. If you be the one to answer. Adam, you are the man, you answer. It would have been you, so speak. Answer, you are the woman I govern over you. They told you are the head. You be the one to answer. Adam gathered himself. Yes, father. What are you doing there? We are naked. Who told you? Listen.
Tuli mu lubereberye essuula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri lwa mwenda.
Genesis 3 verse 9.
Mukama Katonda n'ayita omusajja n'amugamba nti oli luuyiwa. N'ayogera nti mpulidde eddoboozi lyo mu lusuku ne ntya kubanga mbadde bwereere ne neekweka.
Yamugamba
ki?
N'ayogera nti ani eyakubuulira nti obadde
bwereere.
Who told you of these things? Where did you get them?
Yamugamba ekintu ekikulu kyali
yamugana. A very major thing he had refused him.
Uliriza bulungi.
Listen carefully.
Maso. Lubereberye essuula y'okusatu olunyiriri lwa 11.
Genesis 3 verse 11.
Olidde ku muti gwe nakulagirako obutalyangako.
Nti ensonga yinza okufaananya
bwe issue which can make you look like that.
Eriemu.
It is one. If you touch a tree, you have to look like that.
Wafudde
dia. You died long time.
Ensonga yamugamba.
The reason he told him.
Wategedde otya ng'oli
mwereere. How did you know you are naked? Means
you touched
the tree I refused you. You can't look like that if you have not touched it. He knew that they had been shifted and changed to another body.
Genesis 3 verse 12. Omusajja n'ayogera nti omukazi gwe wampa okubeeranga nange.
Instead of repenting, we rather began. Lord, you have a very big case to answer here. How could you dare give me a woman who has troubled me like this?
That's why God changed it in Proverbs.
And he said,
he who sees a woman, let him gain favor and inquire. I am not going to give a man a woman again.
It is not to,
when they have messed themselves up there. And they come to say, God, you are the one who gave me the woman.
That's why
God against you are waiting, God, to bring a woman for you. You go see someone, inquire from the Lord after. You will get old from down there. That's why
men
have gotten down old. God, to show me. If you show him to me, when they hunger, you tell him, God, you showed me this woman. God, the woman you gave me to be with,
instead of saying, Lord,
the command of brokenness, forgive me.
He
began to rather bounce it back to him. As he was bringing the woman, when brought the woman, when God gave him animals, he refused them. When he brought the woman, he began to pray, rib of my rib, meat of fresh of my flesh. He praised the woman initially. But this time, Lord, the woman you gave me to be with her, you see, you wouldn't have brought your programs to me.
And
the one who says, now the one who sees a woman tomorrow, you gain favor. You woman down there waiting for God, that he brings you like a goat to heal. Look clearly your eyes. You see someone inquire from the Lord.
When
God will be the one giving him to you, don't go and propose to the man. He will bring him to you. For it's for the men to propose to the women. Seeing they have not refused you. But speaking, you don't go to propose. That one we shall study on it ahead. Bible marks them properly how they happen.
You know,
someone may begin to claim the name of Jesus. You love using the name of Jesus wrongly. In things that are not meaningful. The Lord has sent me, you to me, your man. Praise Jesus.
So, that's
Adam's
fault.
But all our sins we've done, I want to prove you, never hold on to something else. Accept one thing and repent. Never make an excuse before God.
Excuse
giving is in our lives. Try to pull it out of yourself. Don't reason so much. Your life is used to reasoning. You speak many words. You stop that. Even if someone is rebuking you, don't speak much there. You speak little. Accept this, repent and
respond.
But you speak so much. It is not me. Leave me alone. Don't you see, we are hungry. Now the money of the man, I got it out. Did I give it to you that
night?
Don't you see that you're hungry? I got it out. Look, we are hungry, forgive us. Very simple.
Give it to
you. Even in your young child. When they turned to Eve, she said what?
Genesis 3 verse 12. Omusajja n'ayogera nti omukazi guwampa okubeeranga nange yampadde ku muti n'endya.
Lord, the case comes back to you. That is why Jesus decided to accept that case. He said, okay, let me go die for them. I have accepted all that they did. But if they refuse, they will see what will come from me.
Then he warned
in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one begotten son, that the world may be saved through him. The one who believes him is not condemned. The one who is not believed him is already condemned. What case of the garden? You're condemned of that case. Not condemned of the case of when? It was of the garden. And we rejected it and we bounced it back to God.
And God said, okay, I have accepted it. All the
beatings
that would have beaten you and all the sins, let them be put upon me. But
if
you prove it weren't you, you accept me.
We
saved that case. For even though God took it back to you, take it, for you had committed it.
But
because we told him, it is you who created the woman. And you know who created
it.
The word himself.
Bible
says, John 1:1, the beginning was the word. The word was with God. He was with God. All things were created by him. Without him, nothing was created. Life was in him, and life became our life. And there appeared a man, John. He wasn't the light, but he was the witness of the light. He was in the world. The world was created by him, but they in the world, they never knew him. But they who embraced him, he kept their right to become children of God. Not born of flesh and blood, and the desires of human
beings,
but born of the will of God. The word closed fresh and appeared to us. We are John 4:14. He appeared to us. We saw him in the glory of the Son. Praise Jesus. He himself, the word, is the one who created us. He's the one who bounced the case back. He's the one who accepted it. And he said, okay, I did a mistake to give you a woman. Let me accept it all. They are going to beat me all your beatings. But if you dare refuse this time, you will see hell and a lake of fire. The cases he accepted. Isaiah 53,
he says, he was beaten
for the transgression of his people. The sins were
there,
and he put them on him.
The Bible
speaks in Isaiah 53, he carried the unrighteousness of many. But it came from where? In the garden, we bounced it back to him. We told him, it is your case, Lord. We had to study it on Friday, this one. As we were coming in Jerusalem, and after we beat him, they welcomed him ourselves. Praise Jesus. He accepted the case. But this time you dare refuse. The lake of fire was already prepared and it was stirred up. Hell is active.
Working.
It is wide open.
Let
them reject you, Jesus, and they see us. For they bounce the case back to you. On the day of Wednesday, on the day of Saturday, we were to see him, and he has accepted, even they were in hell, and he spent 3 days there. Three days raised up on the Saturday.
It
was the people held to them. And Bible shows
that all the beatings,
they were to be beaten in hell, they were beaten Jesus rather. In hell he was beaten. And he came out,
cleansed them.
I told that there are many who refused from there. Praise Jesus.
So
now we accepted to carry our sins and our unrighteousness. All was counted on him. He accepted to take them
and give us
the chance to be born again. Let's finish this verse. Genesis 3:13.
Mukama Katonda n'agamba omukazi nti kiki kino ky'okoze. Omukazi n'ayogera nti omusota gwe gunsenzesenze.
Mukama amugamba kiki
ky'okoze. Instead of saying God forgive,
he told you,
even the devil, the one who created him. Is it not you created him and he rebelled against you? That is the woman. You have heard of the man. That is the issue. He told the Lord, you created your own serpent. The devil, you created him yourself. Now putting us this case upon us, take it off us. The case is yours, Lord. And the father said, okay, because of that, let me give the son out. You go in their place, accept all their sins and carry them.
Now,
this time, my friend,
if they have
never warned you what is going to be next on your life, God will beat you.
Because you bounced the case on him and he accepted it, it was beaten instead of you. Now you rather rejected him the second time. Or you accepted him and you rather played within the gospel of salvation. You are within carrying chairs living in the importance of salvation for God. They have told you they beat him that you raised chairs up. Jesus worked miracles before he was beaten. Miracles are food to the children. Don't think of them to be major things. It's just food. When you become a child, you'll get them. You are a child of God. Miracles are sure deal. You have to get them. For just as a child, they have to eat home. The father is upon you how you'll get the food.
Now we mama,
you as the mother, it's upon you how you get the food. Now on miracles, God knows how it's going to work them out. For it's food for his children. They were led by the Spirit of God. Don't deceive to be a child of God when you have no Spirit. Romans 8 will capture you. Romans 8:14. They were led by the Spirit of the Lord. They are the children of God. You may be a person of God all along and you've never known it. We are two people in the world. There are three. There are people of God. They are children of God. And they are children of the devil. The people of God. They are not on the side of God and they are not on the devil. They are hanging there. They have no side. The children of the devil are on the side of the devil. And the children of God, they are totally on the side of God.
Now,
I don't know. Go check yourself where you fall. One day we shall teach of those people. Then you see each one of their character and their habits. The children of God, how they act. The person of God, how they act. And the children of the devil, how they carry themselves on. Those are people in the world, three categories. If you're moving out, you need to look. The one I'm speaking with is of which category? They are people of God. They are there, they have some good characters. I have never gotten born again. And they are not led by the Spirit of the Lord. They do some good works and little sins. They help people. But they are four wives. And when we show people, they are out there, the people out there. The people of God. They have a little chance God to give them what they want. They may pray sometimes God gives them, sometimes he never gives them. The children of the devil, no matter how they cry to God, they never
give them.
But the children of God, it's sure they have to be taken care of God. Now search yourself out where you fall. Let's finish here.
Tuli mu lubereberye essuula ey'okusatu olunyi lwa 14.
Genesis 3 verse 14.
Mukama Katonda n'agamba omusota nti kubanga okoze kino, okulimiddwa gwe okusinga ensolo ensolo ez'omu nyumba zonna.
Njujja kulaba ku bintu ebyo. Sitaani bamukolimira.
Satan was cursed.
Omuntu tebamukolimira.
A human being wasn't cursed.
Bamuwa bibonerezo.
They rather gave him punishments.
Asobola okubonerera.
That he may be, have punishments. Like giving, bathing in pain, eating out of sweat, those are the punishments. Don't think that is part of your life. You are on a punishment. You know, we reached the level and we got used to them, that the toiling of the world is part of us. Even if it causes you to rest, you have never gotten tired. If you have accepted, Deuteronomy 28 will reach on you. Everything you will touch, it will be blessed. No more toil. If you begin a business, the customers where they will come from, it's God's work to bring them. Then he takes you out of the toiling. Of shouting
and
singing for customers to come.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But not one thing.
kuli Matayo esuli omunano nyuga bimo
Matthew 8:21
abantu abasinga bonna bafu
most of the people are dead
they are going
to be born again
basubira funo mbiro
kufa they get a body from heaven
aduite mu bwangu
let's fast real quick
Matayo esuli omunana nolinyirirwa makumi abiri mu rumu
Matthew 8:21
omuyigirizwawe omulala namugamba ati mukama wange soko ndeke ngende nzike kitange Naye Yesu n'amugamba nti yita nange leka abafu bazika abafu baabwe
n'amugamba nkubuulire
let me tell you
ogenda zika biki
you are going to borrow what
nakuwadde dome
I gave you life already
ongamba mbu ogenda
zika you tell me you're going to borrow
They
go bury their own dead. Now listen. They were taking a dead body to bury it.
Even the dead body,
all of them are dead within this world. I told you.
When
we were in the gen of heaven, I would see people like skeletons. The vampires driving cars and on the wheels.
And they are putting
the bones are the ones pressing the gears.
Abakazi nga bali mu kibuga bakutwa busawo
holding their backs their skeletons moving to see a living one
they are
very few are the bones against their few
most of them are
dead bones moving on the world
Ezekiel
37
and
they are dead bones
in
the valley of this world walking
to
find and the bone again and the bones are the ones breaking
you
see yourself you're living but up they see you a dead
person
Jesus walked in
us
and you would see vampires surrounding him people died their dead bodies moving in this world they died through Adam everything which comes in here except an infant who have not reached 7 years
they are
the only ones who have a chance to be washed and been born again when they have not confessed with their mouth but they must first believe with their hearts and confess with their mouth
yet their hearts
have not decided wrong or good
there
was the blood of Jesus
Christ with them
and when they die from there they can go to heaven
but
when you enter
7
you enter 8 years if you dare die when you're 8 and above and you've not believed Jesus hell will swallow you why? On the day of
8
they used to circumcise you
but to immediately
they have unclothed you with a physical body and you've been born again they have given you body from heaven now we don't use the day this time for it involves believing with the heart we use years for baptism it replaces circumcision
and
when a child has 7 years we need to baptize them when they are entering 8 years when they enter when they are born again if they die at those years and they are not born again expect them in hell praise Jesus let the dead bury their own dead people you see most of them are dead bodies Jesus came to raise them up
they need
to be told words like this we are there eating food pastors are gathering money baskets are tall like this we speak other things
we
told you in the beginning
read
these people they are liberion
kati twagala tuwewe chance yokuzana.
I want to be given a chance to be born again. And if you die through Adam, you know you have no God.
And
God is not your God.
Mark
12:25-27. This topic is broad.
But
let me narrate.
Mark
12:25.
Mugamba wewuti. Kubanga bwe bali zuukira mu bafu tebali wasa. So tebali waira. naye bali banga bamalayika ab'omu ggulu.
Nti bwe tusibukira waliyo mbiri okutuweebwa okuva mu ggulu. Nti bwe tuba tuvudde wadi tugenda mu ggulu nga teri byakuwasa era teri byakufumbirwa. Bandi tuba na mubiri gututawaanya. Omanyi ggwe oli ku mubiri
ogwo
era bw'owulira ekyokufumbirwa n'ogamba mama era tetugenda kuwasa
tunaabeerawo tutya.
Katonda tomuyita Allah.
Don't call God Allah.
Allah yalina ebyokuwasa
bikazi. Allah is the one who has virgins there in heaven, in his heaven.
Ube kulu lye libeera
wasi. I don't know where his heaven is even.
Owoti omusajja omwe
akazi. How can you give one man 70 virgins?
Gwe ogenda kubeera awo ngo olaba nga bakola ebyo ebintu.
Are you just going to be there seeing them doing things like that?
Kati nno buli omu ng'omuwadde ensanvu.
Each one is given 70.
Bobeera n'abantu emitwalo.
If you have trillions
people like misatu ezayingira
eggulu. 3 trillions who enter heaven. Don't you face the problem? Each one has 70. We were like angels.
Bobo yakalo okifunamu
if you want to get a bit of it
ogene mu rubereberi abiri munya
bajja
kulagira ofuna omubezi
boyo no kufunamu to get a help
how
introduce them and put a ring on them
omufune wano
and you get them
here tugenda kubanga ba malaika
heavy we are all going to be like angels
but on the same way
God's not ready
kulaba nkayana za
to see our arguments up there
kubanga no rayo ni wangu badenga
mufunga you remain fighting and battering in there. Here you tell yourself so much how you love them so much and you speak to each other. When you reach there, you kick each other. And you finish marriage, put it aside. To marry and to get married. And you reach it where it has to reach. The battling is there. The confusion and chaos. Now God is not ready to see that in heaven.
Marko esura ya 12 n'olunyiriro makumi abiri mu mukaaga.
Mark 12 verse 26.
Naye abafu okuzukizibwa temusomanga mu kitabo kya Musa mu kisaka Katonda bwe yamubuulira ng'agamba nti nze ndi Katonda wa Ibulayimu era Katonda wa Isaaka era Katonda wa Yakobo. Si Katonda w'abafu naye Katonda w'abalamu mukyama nnyo.
Owulidde ekiri awo.
You heard what is here.
Kazira baafiira mu Adamu
bonna. Through Adam all. They don't have God.
Oyina okusooka oddemoza
you must get born again first.
Ofune Katonda.
Then you get God.
Kubanga lwonaaba oluŋŋamizi bw'omwoyo wa
Katonda. For they were led by the Spirit of the Lord.
Ogenda ofuuka omwana
wa Katonda. That's when you're going to become a child of God.
Katonda si Katonda abafu
Katonda abalamu. God is not from the dead.
Ibrahim, Isaac, and Jacob.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yandigambye.
You would have said.
Ndi Katonda w'omugenzi.
I am the God of the late.
Mugenzi Ibrahim.
The late Abraham.
Mugenzi Jacob.
The late up Isaac and Jacob.
Naye yagamba owa Ibrahim
Isaac. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For they are living. They got born again.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
That's why we
speak in Luke 16, 19, and 25.
And
Abraham is with Lazarus. They are not in hell.
The
rich man was to run down their
prayer.
He had not gotten born again. He had no body from heaven.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
All those ones,
Ibrahim,
Abraham and his colleagues, right from Abel, all of them, the blood of Jesus cleansed them. The Bible says, Revelation 13:8,
that
Christ was killed from the creation of the world, he had been offered from then. Hebrews 9:23-25,
that
he
decided
to appear in the latter days to take away the sins of many.
Therefore,
that required him to be punished and killed from the beginning.
He
decided to appear in the latter days for they who believed him. Abraham too were cleansed by the blood of Jesus
and
they were counted on the resurrection of Jesus. That's why he was given circumcision to show that he had gotten off the body of
flesh
to be given a body from heaven. Here we use baptism now. These are the sacraments of the door of resurrection.
And
you remind the entire world as a church of Jesus. What
are the right things of this day.
Chance
the chance is given us.
Right
from when he died through Adam. Our Master Jesus himself. He came as the second Adam. If you want to read of it, you read in Romans 5 concerning the second Adam. Praise Jesus. We are not going to read there because of time. But right now,
Adam,
the second Adam,
Jesus
had another chance to be born again. John 3. Verse 1 to 7. I
want
us to pass through quick.
Awali wo omuntu owomba Farisayo erinnya lye Nikodemo. Omwami mu Bayudaaya. Oyo najja gyali ekiro n'amugamba nti Rabbi, tumanyi ng'oli muyigiriza eyava eri Katonda. Kubanga tewali muntu ayinza okukola obubonero buno bw'okola ggwe, wabula Katonda ng'ali naye. Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti, ddala ddala nkugamba nti, omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mulundi gwakubiri tayinza kulaba bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
N'amugamba byombiri n'omusaayi.
Concerning flesh and blood.
Bisikira bwakabaka.
Not inherit kingdom of God.
Okuzaalibwa omulundi
ogwo. You must get born again.
Ogusooka gwaliwa.
The first birth was when.
Katuyongereyo uli.
Let's proceed on here.
Yokaani sura ya kusatu lunyiro akuna.
John 3 verse 4.
Nikodemu n'amugamba nti omuntu ayinza atya okuzaalibwa bwabanga mukadde. Ayinza okuyingira mu lubuto lwa nnyina omulundi ogwokubiri n'azaalibwa.
Kubanga ye amanyi okusooka.
For he knew that the first time you're born, he came from the womb of the mother.
Kati aba alina okuddayo
ogw'okubiri n'afuluma. Back the second time and he gets out.
Awetwali tukoma okumanya.
That's our understanding. What is called being born again?
Si kwe kugamba.
It is not to say that the first time you got out of your mother's womb.
Wabula waliwo okusooka.
But it is the first time you were born.
Kwe tuvira mu Adam.
Where we came out of Adam.
Uliriza bulungi
oyo. Listen properly this verse.
John
3:5.
Yesu n'addamu nti ddala ddala nkugamba nti omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mazzi na mwoyo. Tayinza kuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa
Katonda.
Omuntu bwe yali azaalibwa mulundi
ogwasooka.
Bible
says
in
Genesis 2
verse 6 1 to 7,
that and the steam raised on the ground
of
the
earth,
and it poured water on the world, and God molded man in the dust of the world. Water was the one which first surfaced, and he breathed in him the breath of life and the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus.
So
he speaks somewhere in John 6:63, the words I say unto you, they are spirit and they are life. He breathed in him the breath of life. That's the Holy Spirit himself.
Then
he got born of spirit and water in the beginning. That's why he tells you that the same thing repeated as it was, not getting back to your mother's womb back.
Adam.
And Adam,
when
he was being molded in the beginning,
they
passed through the process that he was a young child and matured. He was born mature. Everywhere God meets you,
he
was born back to you the second time ever size you are in. That's why he speaks.
First
Corinthians 15:23, that Jesus Christ is the first year of the
naye mukufe buli muntu mukifoje ye.
Each one is his own turn.
Wogira bakusinganda
wewe. Anytime they find you, that is your turn.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Wabula tekikweta kisa kuda mkwa mama.
But doesn't require you to go back to your mother's womb.
Kuda mukuzali mundi kwa
kubi. Born again.
Tuli mu Yokana esule yokusatu na olunyiriri lwakutano.
John 3 verse 5.
Yes, n'addamu nti ddala nkugamba nti omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mazzi na mwoyo tayinza kuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda. Ekizaalibwa omubiri kiba mubiri, n'ekizaalibwa omwoyo kiba mwoyo.
N'amugamba nkubuulire, waliwo enjawulo y'abantu abazaalibwa
n'abatanna
bazaalibwa.
They were not born again.
Kyekibaawo.
What happens?
Ekizaalibwa omwoyo kibeera
kitya? What is born of spirit is spirit.
Okunnyonnyoleko.
Let them explain you.
Yokaana 3:7. Teweewuunya kubanga nkugambye nti kibagwanira okuzaalibwa omulundi ogw'okubiri. Empewo ekuntira gyeyagala n'owulira okuwuuma kwayo, naye tomanyi gy'eva newankubadde gy'egenda. Bw'atyo bw'abeera omuntu yenna azaalibwa omwoyo.
Abula.
He disappears.
When they get born again, they get another body. And they can swallow this and they pass here like an angel. They disappear and vanish. Listen carefully. And when he got born again, even the apostles, and you could not imprison them. You find them the next day they have gotten out when they have not broken any doors of the prison. When you get born again, there is the body, the second one given you. You begin to vanish and disappear. The prisoners never find you in the prison.
And
they say there is a change, there are changes which happen. And I don't know whether you are really born again. Yes, if you are born again, you are not given food which can grow you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Listen,
when he got born, he began immediately to operate as a wind.
You don't know where he's come from,
he can appear within the room when he has come through Azotus.
Look,
we see what happens when you are born again. There is a difference.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
as we study in Luke, you join Matthew 3, verse 10
unto 17.
You have to be baptized in the flowing rivers, like our master, how he baptized. And the Holy Spirit can come upon your life. When it comes on your life, a relation is open between you and God. God begins to speak with you.
When
you become his child, he's given you his spirit. They shouldn't baptize you in a pool. Everyone baptized through a pool.
We're
not baptized to get the spirit of God. For he said, when you join this verse and scripture, Jeremiah 17, verse 13.
For
they left me the well of living waters, and they have dug their own cisterns. You will join in Jeremiah 2. As long as you put poles and they are baptized within them, you already left God the stream of living waters, and you put your own cisterns and poles. You are not going to get the Holy Spirit then, and you are not going to get born again. According to the whole scriptures in John 7, praise Jesus. John 7, verse 37 to 39, those have write them down in your book for study. They concern what's right water you have to be baptized through. In John 7, 38
and 39,
it speaks of the Holy Spirit like streams of living waters which have to flow within us. When they baptize you in a pool or in a bowel, there is no sign of the Holy Spirit and it will never come upon your life. That is why you see the wrong baptism when it came, and even not knowing the opponents, people, when they get baptized, demons beat them from there. For you've gone, and the seas and the lakes where they come from. When you go and you have the spirit there, as long as you touch the waters, the spirit spreads on the waters, as it was in the beginning. Genesis 1 and 2, and the spirit spread over the waters, hovered over the waters. That is the right baptism.
The
Spirit has to come and walk less than the waters. Whoever you baptize, you don't know where the demon runs to, the sickness and the rest of the things. That you have baptized someone and you get them when they're shaking out of the
baptism.
That drama get it out of Jesus Christ.
And
don't deceive us that the Spirit has rested on that water. Baptize many people. I don't know if you've seen such an experience on them. They are delivered and they dream in a vision getting a body from heaven. We understand things that are supposed to be done. When you go in streams of living waters, as long as you lay hands on them, the Spirit spreads on like in Genesis. And the connection of heaven, the Father begins to speak with his people,
for
they have become his children and they are led by the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
when our master raised up,
all
this of being baptized, he showed us how. The day he raised up, he was baptized, he got a body from heaven.
Praise
Jesus.
In this body, the one he went with in hell 3 days.
Bible
says,
1 Peter 3:17-21,
that in spirit is where he
went
to preach the spirit in prison.
When
the scriptures can preach and prove that, and let me tell you, whoever is seated here, and you're proving you're going to serve God, or you're serving him,
and
the Spirit has read the scriptures within you, you will speak them when you're not looking onto the. Praise Jesus. That is how
we're
going to minister. We are going to become computers of God. And we have a database in us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Uganda.
Now, brethren, let's read Luke.
Or
it's we narrow.
Luka Esula Yavidimu Nya.
Luka Abidimu Nya. Katulabe. Tengeri Jiyali Atamburamu.
Luke 24 from
25.
Luke 24 from verse 31.
N'atola omugaati n'agwebaza n'agumenyamu n'abawa amaaso gaabwe ne gazibuka ne bamutegeera n'abulirawo bo obutamulaba
immediately he vanished.
Okutuukiriza Yokaana
3 to fulfill John 3
kizaliwo omwoyo.
What is birth of the spirit is like wind, where it comes from you don't know and where it is going. As they were, they vanished from their sight. For you can see the wind on the other side of the tree, and you see the other ends. The speed you see, there is the body you get from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
on the verse
46,
he entered the house when it has not been opened for.
Luke 24 verse 36. Awo baali nga bakyayogera ebyo, yeye nyini na imida wakati wawe.
Bari munyumba bako
ngani. As they were in the house gathering.
Bari yawe chitali buo moyo chitali.
The one born of the spirit has arrived. In their midst.
Yave,
he never came from any direction. He just fell in their midst like wind. And after he told them, now touch me. I have a body. Don't you see me?
Let me tell you,
you don't know how we were in a garden. And when we died, what happened and was taken from us? That's where we who understand we yearn for them. That Lord restore our body from heaven to us. Let's be informed when we are naked. Right now God counts you, we have nobody.
And it tells,
it's required of you to clothe the body from heaven.
Let's
see, second point, 5 from verse 1 to 3. I have a few minutes.
Bakolinso Echokobidi Esule Yokutano. Bakolinso Chakobidi Esule Yokutano, nor in your soka Lugamba will.
2 Corinthians 5 from verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti, wabange nyumba yaffe eyensisira eyomunsi eryabizibwa. Tuline yazimbibwa eva eri Katonda.
Nti obanga tumanyi,
that we know
eneja kwabizibwa.
That this state will be destroyed.
Tuteko kubanga tuline eri.
We have the other
eva mu guru,
which comes from heaven.
Yazimbibwa Katonda
mwenyewe. Which was built by God himself.
Naye osoho jifuna okuita mkuzali
mwenyewe. But you can get through getting born again.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri sura ya 5 olunyolusoka.
2 Corinthians 5:1.
Enyumba etazimbibwa na mikono eyemirembe n'emirembe eyomuguru.
Nti bakuwa omubiri guli.
That they gave us another body.
Gukuwebwa nga enyumba yo
eyemirembe n'emirembe.
Era olunaku ogenda okuva wanenu. Ovamu olina omubiri
ogw'omuwendo.
Gwatiibwa. Katonda aleme kusiŋŋana ng'oli
bwere.
Kuba singa bakuggyako
kuno.
Nga tolina guli
ogw'okuzaalibwa.
Ogenda kuba nga kasikeleto. Ogenda kuba mu mubiri
ogulipani. Funny body.
You
were like bony
bodies. Like
they in hell are figureless.
Their
legs are small like that and they are bony.
Yes, what went song?
Jesus is a reason.
Why
he died and rose again.
There are major
words we are supposed to speak on today, which you hear right now.
But
if you move the entire world, you may never there find them elsewhere.
According to 2
Corinthians 5:2.
Kubanga tusinda mweno.
In this tent, Lord help us.
Lest
you find us when you are naked. We need a body from heaven.
Bakolise chokubiri 5:2.
Kubanga
tusinda mweno. Nga twegomba okwambazibwa ennyumba yaffe eriva mu ggulu.
Tuyayana Mukama.
Kirizo
tuzaala omulundi
ogw'okubiri. Kuba
tugwegomba
tugwagala.
Tusinda.
We are groaning. And you cry, Lord, I don't know whether I have that body. But help me, make me aware whether I am clothed. But you cry for a car, my brethren, stop that. You cry for a house. Lord, I've not built it. But your body is, do you have the other body from heaven? There are precious things to be prayed for. When you pray for valuable things from God, there are additives. It just adds on you like additions.
If you've ever read
1 Kings 3,
the way
Solomon asked for wisdom and understanding, and God told him, I had you wealth, long life. They are valuables to us. And God says, now a car.
Said,
very small thing, if they have my life, I've even given them the body from heaven. Why not give them a car? See their houses. Very small things before God. When you see the valuable and what is worthful from the worthless.
First, 2 Corinthians 5:3. Bwe tuliyambazibwa mpozi tuleme okusangibwa nga tuli bwereere.
Lest we are found when you are naked.
Singa bana kusanga lwakugenda okujja mu bili muno.
Get out of that body when you're naked.
Va mu dini ezikulimba.
Get out of religion deceiving you. That you're going to first go to hell.
Bali kwambaza ngo
and they'll clothe you when you get out of there.
Ngambo simanyi full gospel.
Like the full gospel.
Zendo was a full gospel.
I think it's a fool's gospel.
Abasajja babulira
baganda that they were born again. But they say you have to first go to hell.
Jesus
will sound the trumpet, then you arise from there. Then you will be close the border, you go to heaven then.
They should be
before when you're naked. The day they get out of that body, you must have been clothed the body from heaven. Revelation 3 says, I see you naked. I advise you, buy from me clothings. Revelation 3:16-20. Praise Jesus. Tell us he sees us naked.
It means
he doesn't want us to be naked. And I am dead without the body from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You say,
as we are in this one, we are asking him to be closed, the one from heaven. Let's finish prayer for him.
Second Corinthians 5:4. Kubanga fe abali mu nsisire eno tusinda nga tuzitowererwa. Si kubanga twagala kwambula wabula okwambazibwa ogwo gufa gulyoke gumirwe obulamu.
Agamba.
He says.
Si kubanga twagala kali tuve mu mubiri
gwa get out quickly from this body.
Kusinga twambazibwa mangu.
But mostly to be clothed early. The one from heaven.
Kutandiko mira guno.
That it will begin to swallow and consume this one. Its desires.
Obwenzi.
It is lust. It's
obusungu.
Greed and anger. Everything the other, when you get a body from heaven, all these ones begin to be weakened out of you.
Tulimo Corinthians 5:5. Naye eyatukolera ekyo ye Katonda eyatuwa omusingo ogw'obulamu.
Omubiri guno oguva mu
ggulu.
Musingo.
It was purposed by God. Which guarantees you are on eternal life.
The
Holy Spirit seals even this body. They will study without the seal of God. We finished studying it. We've been studying it on Wednesday. We are seeing the seal of the devil right now. Praise Jesus. If you get the body from heaven, you've already got a guarantee to go home.
But how many have it? Jesus came to give us precious things. He rose that we get a body from heaven. We are thinking of businesses to be raised up.
Tuli Makolinsi Chokuri Sule Yokutano, Nolunyiri Wamka.
2 Corinthians 5:6.
Kyetuva tuguma omwoyo ennaku zonna era nga tumanyi nga bwe tuba mu mubiri tuba wala Mukama waffe.
Nti bw'obeera mu mubiri gwokka.
When you are in the body physically and you have no one from heaven, you are very far from God. What draws you to God is getting a body from heaven. The relations open between you and God. You begin to communicate together in dreams, in the trance, in the vision, in the Urim, in the Azotas. Those are spiritual transports through which God passes to meet you or you to meet him. But all that wasn't preached to us in the past seasons. That's why God calls me to give me a stewardship of an apostle to reveal the secrets of the kingdom. And you're highly blessed to hear them.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri sura ya kutano nyura musanvu.
2 Corinthians 5:7.
Kubanga tutambula olw'okukkiriza si lwa kulaba. Tuguma omwoyo era kino kye tusinga okwagala. Okuba ewala omubiri n'okubeera Mukama waffe gy'ali.
Ephesians 2:6 says, we are seated in the heavenly realms. Even though we are on planet Earth, the body we got from heaven gives us a guarantee to sit in heavenly realms. And you speak with God direct. But all that, we never knew that. But after we are like that, and we say this down.
Second Corinthians 5:9. Obanga tukyali muno, obanga tuli wala, okusiimibwa ye. Kubanga ffenna kitugwanira okulabisibwa Kristo walisalira emisango, buli muntu aweewe bye yakola mu mubiri, nga bwe yakola, oba birungi, oba bibi. Kale bwe tumanyi entiisa ya Mukama waffe, tusendasenda abantu naye tulabisibwa eri Katonda, era nsuubiranga tulabisibwa ne mu myoyo gyammwe.
We try to draw you using the word of God that you may understand all this and you fight to get the body from heaven and you count the resurrection of Christ very meaningful if you raise with him. Praise Jesus.
He tells you
in verse 17 and 21.
Omuntu yenna bw'aba mu Kristo kyava abeera ekitonde ekiggya. Ebyedda nga biweddewo, laba nga bifuuse bijja.
Nti singa obeera mu Kristo Yesu, omubiri baba
bakuwadde
omubiri
omupya, ebyedda byonna nga bikuggwaako.
Bino byonna nti ngoberwa muzimu gwa
kitange.
Simanyi musayi gwa gundi gwe gunnondola. Omanyi waffe
tetufumbibwa.
Byonna bikomaawo.
You become a new creation by the new body you have.
It sucks out the
old blood which was forfeited by sorcery.
And
you have overcome all. The weakness which came to the church. And they tell you a demon haunts you. And they tell you your father never married. You
that's
why no marrying. All that, the weakness which comes from, most of them have no
father.
And they have never raised with Christ. Even knowledge, like they don't know nothing of it. I don't know what they've fellowshipped, whether they've ever heard of this body being told you. Praise Jesus. But all that is in your Bible.
Pastor
reads one scripture and he brings his baskets. And he gathers money and he buys cars. And he abandons your soul and spirit to get destroyed.
He's ready to get
that money, is going to buy cars and drive. He doesn't know where your spirit is going.
To
fight for your life. As you hear these words down.
Second Corinthians 5:18. Kwa Kristo, na atuwafe okuweleza okuwa kutabaganya. Nti Katonda yali mu Kristo, ng'atabaganya ensi naye yennyini, era nga tababalira byonono byabwe, era nga yatuteresa ffe ekigambo eky'okutabaganya. Kyetuva tubeera ababaka mu kifo kya Kristo, Katonda ng'afaanana ng'abeegayirira mu ffe. Tubeegayirira mu kifo kya Kristo, mutabagane ne Katonda.
Kiseera kutabagana naye.
It's time to reconcile with God.
Bye twamutikka yakkiriza
n'abyo. What we carried upon him, he accepted marriage, all our sins.
Naye naffe.
We too.
Okumuwa essanyu.
To give him joy.
Okukkiriza tuzuukizaamu naye.
Accept, raise us with him.
Tukkirize.
Let us accept.
Tumuwe ekitiibwa.
We honor him.
Tumuwe ekitiibwa ekigambo kye kitiibwa.
And honor is what?
Tuzaalibwa omulundi ogw'okubiri.
That we get born again.
Kubanga gwe mulimu omukulu.
That is the main work.
Ogwamuleeta ku nsi.
Which brought him on the world.
Tusobola ozaalibwa omulundi
ogw'okubiri. That we get born again.
Era bwe tuzaalibwa.
And when we get born again.
Tubeera n'emibiri ebiri.
We have two bodies.
Yoka bakolise ekyokubiri nnya.
2 Corinthians 4:16.
Kyetuva tulema okuddirira, naye newankubadde omuntu waffe ow'okungulu ng'aggwaawo,
naye waliwo gwe baguwa.
But there's the body given you.
Kuli gwe tuwuliddemu.
The one we've heard of.
Gomo kama asigala agulongosa.
God keeps on renewing it. Eroge
na kulaba kokatono ku bulungi bwago.
Briefly of its beauty.
Yena mas.
Let's move on.
Abakorinse ekyo kubiri sulo yokunonyera 10 na mukaga.
2 Corinthians 4:16.
Kituba tulema okuddirira, naye ne wankubadde ng'omuntu waffe ow'okungulwa ng'aggwaawo, naye omuntu waffe ow'omunda afuuka mujja bulijjo bulijjo.
Nti omuntu waffe oli
inward man
atuweebwa
omubiri
ogutuweebwa okuva
mu ggulu.
Buli kiseera guddizibwa
bujja.
Guddizibwa bujja. Buli lwali ekigambo kya
Katonda.
Mukama ng'agunyiriza. Ogenda ova mu mubiri muno. Teba mukadde mu ggulu
kankubuulire.
Bonna bavubuka.
All of them are youth.
Even
if you get out and you've been walking, your back has been bent like this. When you get out of this body, you are a youth.
You've
never gotten old.
We are
renewed, my brother.
You see us as if they are
going
from.
I advise you. You get out of that carrot of being old. Get saved. Be born again.
You
get out of the body when you are a youth.
Manyaba kadete bagala kuva madini
gabo. You know, old people don't want to get out of their religions.
Mwana wafedeni.
My child, the religion. We are born within it.
Ekugasiza.
It has profited you what?
Okujja kosinza ebifana.
Except worshiping idols.
Nokola byota tegira.
And do what you don't understand.
Makolinso ekyo kubire sulo yo kuno linyira 17.
2 Corinthians 4:17.
Kubanga okubonaabona kwaffe. Kubanga okubonaabona kwaffe okutazitowa okw'ekiseera kya kaakano kwongera yongera nnyo okutukolera ekitiibwa ekizitowa eky'emirembe n'emirembe. Ffe nga tetutunuulira ebirabika wabula ebitalabika.
Nti tulina omubiri guli ogutalabika eri
maaso gabakufaako
nnyo okulabirirao kuba nabuulibwa mu Peter ekisooka essula ey'okubiri olusooka pakulu tekuli ekigambo
eky'amazima
kyegulya
era
buli kiseera nnoonyo emmere yaagwo.
I don't know you whether you to search it out.
Most
of you have no signs to prove you'll get born again.
For
one of the signs, you must be desirous so much the word which is pure and right.
But
when you see
taking,
power is there. And you know you have a problem, you're not born again, you have appetite for that. But the son of God, child of God, who are born again,
they
desire to know the word of God. Now miracles, they remain saying God, I know miracles are
food.
This is my car you prepared, this is my house,
my many
things you prepared them. And I begin to remind him, but it's not something troubling me so much that I go to seek for it.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri sulo yokunoolinyira 18.
2 Corinthians 4:18.
Ffe nga tetutunuulira ebirabika wabula ebitalabika. Kubanga ebirabika bya kiseera naye ebitalabika bya mirembe na mirembe.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Bino byolaba bya kiseera.
You see, are just temporary.
naye waliyo gwe twetaaga
oyo atalaba
mirembe na mirembe
omubiri
ogwo gufaanana bwe
guti
oluyimba ttaano
songs of songs 5
wano wensembayo naawe
kubikwatagana
amazaalibwa gaali n'okuzuukira kwa yesu
mubiri
ki gwe yazuukira
naguba
gufaanana
guti
era abazuukira naye
bateekwa
faanana mu mubiri guno kuba gufaanana gutya
tandise
n'onyola omusanvu
Song of Songs 5:7.
Oluyimba essula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri lwa musanvu. Abakuumi abatambulatambula mu kibuga ne bandaba, ne bankuba ne banfumita. Abakuumi ba bbugwe ne bansiyako omunagiro gwange.
Ono Mukama waffe Yesu yayogera
naffe. Master Jesus speaking with us.
Mu Yokaana 19:34,
abakuumi
ba bbugwe banfumita.
The watchmen pierced him.
Ne bakuba n'akalulu.
And they made lots.
Ne bamuggyako omunagiro gwe.
And they took his garment off him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he said like this. That if beloved he left them looking how. Song of Songs 5:8.
Mbalayiza mwe abawala ba Yerusalemi. Bwe munaalaba muganzi wange. Mumbuulirenga ng'okwagala kugenda kunzita.
He sent the disciples told them. Go tell them. I'm going to die of love. For I love them so much.
He asked
on the cross and he said, forgive them, they don't know what they are doing. For the much love he had. He calls us his beloved. And the Holy Spirit says, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 1 to 5, that I feel a jealous of God over you, for I espoused you to one husband, that is Christ Jesus. But I've gotten afraid, like the devil tempted Eve, lest through its cunning craftiness, you are given another Christ, you are given another spirit, and another gospel. Praise Jesus. Now, brethren, here we explains what body is in our
resurrection.
They are valuable, precious things. Song of Songs 5, verse
9.
And the Holy Spirit asked him, this is what you're praising. How does he look? You're telling me.
Gwe akira abakazi bonna obulungi.
Kubanga nawe.
For you too.
Ate osiibibwa kitaffe.
You are pleased by the Father.
Nti oyo mwana wange omwagalwa.
That this is my beloved son.
Naye ate ono gw'owaana omulala ono.
This one else you're praising.
Alinga kufaanana mu bulungi yaani aba afaanana
ati. How they appear.
Gw'ozadde omulundi ogw'okubiri.
The one you've gotten born again.
Gw'ogenda okwanjula
kitaffe. The one you're going to introduce to the Father. And he answered him.
Oluyimba essula ey'okutaano oluyimba mwenda.
Song of Songs 5:9.
Muganzi okye ki okusinga omuganzi omulala? N'okulayiza n'otulayisa bw'otyo muganzi wange mutukuvu era mumyufu
n'agamba namutukuza n'omusayi gwange
ate
mumyufu
and is radiant.
Omanyi omubiri gw'obeera nago.
Do you know the body you have?
Skin yenu ebeera kukugwa.
This skin
I'll
show you how it appears. This is where I know where it is. That they say it is
red.
Have you seen red Indians?
They are
just like the other body of the angels. The skin given you. It has that radiance. I rarely see that color in this world. I'll bring it in one image.
The
body, how it appears on the other spiritual body you get from heaven. Song of Songs
5:10.
He is outstanding in the Father. If you are born again,
if
the entire heaven spots you where you are on earth, he is there. They can see you in the black
hands,
and you are the only white one in them. And
they used to
be as we are going to heaven. And when you look at the people,
you
can look to Kampala to spot the white ones, and they are very minimal.
And
most of them are the skeletons moving.
And they
are the ones who have gone fresh, born again, 2 months. But the one who is born again long time died again.
Oluyimba essula ey'okutaano oluyimba lwa 11.
Song of Songs 5:11.
Omutwe gwe gulinga zaabu ennungi ennyo nnyini.
Omutwe gwokka guba gwa zaabu.
The head alone is of pure gold, of the body we get from heaven.
And gold is
not,
it's not even heavy, it's very light.
But
the other gold,
where
are you
weight
weight? You are just like you have a head like this. But it is very light. You can even fly. But this head you have, I would have spoken words upon it. It is very heavy.
Oluyimba esula eyokutano n'oluyirwa 11.
Song of Songs 5:11.
Emivumbo gy'enviirize gya masadde era middugavu nga namuŋŋoona.
Omubiri ogw'okuweebwa
enviirize
osobola zibeera nga zeetoolola.
They have weaves flowing down.
Bw'oba ozaagala zibeere nga zeetoolola zirimu
amayinja.
Kati waba ozaagala nga nziruka bulungi n'olu silver
silver. And it is weight falling down. It is the body given us from heaven.
I'm
free to make a fashion tomorrow and you say I want hair which is rolled.
And
I want it
brown,
brownish. I want it with typical black. This body, anytime I speak of it, I want to, this to disappear, I get the other. Song of Songs 5:12.
Amaaso ge galinga amayiba ku mabbali g'obugga obw'amazzi agaanaazibwa n'amata era agaateekebwamu obulungi.
Singa gano agaffe.
Not like our eyes.
Bo mwali n'amanene.
For one has big eyes, others small eyes. Others have very, very pointed. Another has big eyes. No.
Eri batuwa amaaso ku mubiri guno okuva.
They are the body from heaven.
Yesu kwe yatuzuukiriza mutuzuukiriramu naye.
The eyes have been fitted in clear. Like you see a raven upon the waters. And it stands like that clear. But the way you get your eyes from this angle to this angle is like a bearing.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
The other body God made it where it is right. And it is so nice to reside within it.
Mm-hmm.
Song of Songs 5:13.
Amatama ge galinga omusiri ogw'emiddo egyakaloosa.
Amatama,
the cheeks.
Omanyi omuddo ogwo nga gubeera kuli kumulaguli bulungi nnyo. Straight.
Do you know that kind of grass which is straight? Do you know our cheeks? Some of them are pointed. But the other they give a check. And when you pass a hand like this, like you pass the hand on grass and it is very soft. But others they are big yards. Now, when you get to smell on someone's ear, it is smelling.
But they are putting that they take and when you
God raised us proper.
He raised
us proper, let me tell you.
And our revelation
profited so much today out of it.
Oluyimba esula y'okutano lunyirwa 13.
Song of Songs 5:13.
Ng'ebifunfu ebimerako enva eziwunya obulungi.
Akawoowo akava mu kutu kw'omuntu.
Aroma from someone's ear.
Manyogera kutu kwa marayo.
You go to an ear of an angel.
No unya.
And you smell the perfume out of it. But today when you try someone's ear, the nose alone, the mouth you don't brush it problems. But in heaven, we are there, we don't brush.
Some
comes on your mouth, and you smell nice. Today, if you spend a day without brushing,
Song
of Songs 5:13.
Emimwa kye giringa amalanga. Nga jitonya mori ekulukuta.
You don't need lipstick in heaven. The body given us in our resurrection, it is very flowing like lilies. For in heaven there are no companies making those things, the lipsticks.
Every time their lips are renewing themselves, and their glittering things are
falling.
And when you see an angel,
let
me tell you, look at him, and
you
say, Lord, the lips are nice.
That's
the body given us.
Our
resurrection has high value.
And when you see the resurrection
of Jesus, we calculate high value.
Oluyimba esula ya kutano n'olunyiriri lwa 14.
Song of Songs 5:14.
Emikono kye kiringa empeta eza zambu.
Kakati emikono gye bakuwa.
The hands given you.
Togula mpeta.
You don't buy rings.
Kubanga obera no n'empeta zo zibira
ko. You have your rods of gold upon the hands.
Togula iteba yo kampuni za gundi.
Buy, they are not companies.
Kama abikuwa bibira mubiri.
God give them upon your body.
Empeta zino zibaza za.
This of gold. And in them there is that
ngaliaka bururu.
Precious
yellow and green.
That kind of stone. But when you look at the hand itself,
it is possible
and the Holy Spirit brings it out here. Let's finish here.
Song of Songs
5:14.
Emikono kye giringa empeta eza zambu eziteekebwamu berulo. Omubiri gwe gulinga omubiri ogw'amasanga.
Now when you check the waist, have you ever seen how
ennyingo ziba zaalangibwa bulungi?
You see how
the
waist
bakulwaleero oyina figure 9-7
different figures.
But
they make your waist and it fits you proper. You know,
if
you find yourself in the body we are in now, especially if you grow within the eatings, and you don't separate the waist with the back. Now you get fat, and the neck never separates with you like a chip pig. But thank the Lord.
He gives us
the word and feel joy. Song of Songs 5:14.
Omubiri gwe gulinga omulimu ogw'amasanga ogubikiddwako safiro. Amagulu ge galinga empagi ez'amayinja amanyirivu ezisimbibwa ku binnya ebya zaabu ennungi.
This last heel here, it's of gold. The shoe alone, it's on the body. It was made on the body. It's of gold. It's just the shoe of the other body, which the master raised us with. Now see the high value. And they will think to eat of food, which is going to trouble them to go to toilets.
And
that's the importance of the day of the Lord.
Tuli muliyimba esula eyokutano linyirwa 15.
Song of Songs 5:15.
Enfaanana ye eringa Lebanoni ewooma ennyo nnyini ng'emivule.
You are very tall enough. That body given us. You will not reach there and you say, Lord, me, I was short, you gave me a all of us are going to do when you look at your colleague. You are all tall of the same height.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
No,
let me tell you, we are in trouble. Another is very tall, another very short. Song of Songs
5:16.
His mouth is sweetness itself. And when you look at the mouth of some people, you may get hungered. God was giving us the mouth and in the right angles. When you open the mouth, you open the measure.
They said,
may you be a shark when you open. Now don't abuse yourself of that. But get born again and
they'll
give you a better body.
Song of
Songs 5:16.
Akamwake kalungi nnyo nnyini weewaawo yenna wakwagala.
He is all
lovely.
Njagala mukama akwagale wenna.
I want God to love the whole of you.
There
is nothing he regrets on you. Through this resurrection,
there
is getting born again. You've had much. You do much as you've had them.
Amen.
May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Let's welcome. They want to confess salvation. You pass quickly. If you got saved in things you never understood, now you feel you've understood them, you come and you confess salvation.
Come
for your phone, the ones who put